to go than Rocky's Autos. Check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com. Pre-qualify for a car loan or just look at the inventory. I think you'll be really thrilled. Rocky's Autos, they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Check them out. They're at the corner of 63rd and Federal. Tell them J. Marvin sent you.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Tom Hartman, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
British investigators keep the heat on.
Two more suspects arrested in the British terror plots, bringing the total to seven.
And security's tightened on U.S. flights and at airports.
We just need to be more thorough here.
In Kansas, floodwaters drive people to higher ground.
They just grabbed what they could, took off.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. Well, security is high, and the investigation is intense following failed car bomb attacks in London and Glasgow, Scotland. And the probe has led to the arrest of two more suspects. CBS News correspondent Elizabeth Palmer has the latest from London.
They arrested two more men in the area of Glasgow. They're 28 and 25, and all we know is that they are not Scottish. That brings to seven the total number of people arrested in connection with both attacks, the London attacks on Friday and the Saturday attack in Glasgow, Scotland.
And Palmer says two suspects picked up earlier are doctors.
One of them has been named. He's Mohammed Asha, apparently a Jordanian-Palestinian with some record of having posted angry blogs on an Islamic website. He was a neurologist and apparently employed as a doctor in a British hospital.
I'm Larry Miller, live in London. According to latest reports, police were on the trail of the terrorists just before they attacked Glasgow Airport. On a cell phone taken from one of the London car bombs, they found the number of a real estate agent who had unwittingly rented some of the suspects a house. Despite the seven arrests, the terror threat level remains at its highest, suggesting an attack is imminent. Security across Britain is tight. Armed police are patrolling. Nick?
The number of U.S. Air Marshals deployed on flights is being increased, and there are other signs of heightened security in this country. These people noticed the changes at O'Hare International Airport in Chicago.
There's a lot of barricades along the area, which was more than we've seen before.
I think it's a good thing, and I think because it's been going on for so long, we're kind of getting used to it, you know, but I think it's important.
President Bush says the events in Great Britain show that people never know where or when terrorists may try to strike. And the threat of terrorism has pushed its way onto the agenda in Kennebunkport, Maine, where the president and Russia's Vladimir Putin today conclude a two-day summit at the Bush family summer home. CBS News correspondent Mark Noller says there is plenty more to discuss.
President Bush wants to win Putin's backing for tougher U.N. sanctions on Iran to pressure it to end its nuclear weapons program. They're also discussing their differences about a missile defense system in Europe and independence for Kosovo. But above all else, the Seaside Summit is meant to ease tensions in the U.S.-Russian relationship. Mark Noller, CBS News, Kennebunkport, Maine.
Yesterday was another deadly one in Iraq for U.S. troops. Five soldiers and a Marine were killed in separate attacks. A U.S. officer in Iraq is pointing a finger at Lebanon's Hezbollah for arming Shiite insurgents. And Brigadier General Kevin Bergner says Tehran knows exactly what's going on.
Our intelligence reveals that senior leadership in Iran is aware of this activity. We also understand that senior Iraqi leaders have expressed their concerns to the Iranian government in recent months.
Bergner says the Iranians also knew ahead of time about a January attack in Karbala that left five Americans dead. Well, south of Kansas City, Kansas, the levees are still holding against floodwaters in the town of Osawatomie. The National Guard is on the scene helping people evacuate. In Coffeyville, near the Oklahoma border, residents are seeking higher ground as the floodwaters there rise. Reporter Chris Wright talked with some of them.
Talked to a number of people just saying they just grabbed what they could, took off, and they believe they have lost their home and everything else in it. A number of people saying they weren't able even to take their animals and not sure when they'll be allowed back in to see what damage has been done.
Well, the wildfire is the enemy in northeastern Utah, where a blaze has forced hundreds of people from their homes, and it left its deadly mark on Friday, killing three people working in a hayfield, including the father and grandfather of 11-year-old Dwayne Houston.
I love him, and I'll know that I can see him again.
Federal officials have okayed a state request for aid. It's 4 minutes past the hour.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Five more Fort Carson-based soldiers have died in Iraq. It's the single biggest loss suffered by a Fort Carson unit since the war began. They all died of wounds suffered in a single attack in Baghdad. Officials at Colorado Springs Airport say they will conduct random searches of vehicles approaching the terminal because of this week's terrorist attack in Scotland. What about DIA?
It shouldn't be anything too extensive, but a few extra minutes would be good.
Officials won't say whether any additional security measures are being implemented at that plane place. An especially trained unit of the Colorado State Patrol will now join the effort to catch illegal aliens. 24 members of the unit have been trained by federal immigration officers. Operation expected to cost taxpayers $2.2 million. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And starting off this Monday morning in pretty great shape so far. If you're just getting out to the highways, everything rolling top speeds, including that drive-in from Thornton North Glen, still wide open along southbound I-25. Although, seeing a few more cars across downtown, I-70 looks great either side of town. If you're headed out to DIA, no problems. That security wait time is less than 5 minutes. Your weather today, sunny and hot.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine. Maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression. Maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope. Maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off. And that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please, call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter retractable awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter retractable awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437.
The following is not a radio commercial. It's a gift from the people of Iceland to you and your heart. You see, Iceland Health is giving away a free bottle of omega-3 fish oil to everyone that requests one because they recognize the very real danger of high cholesterol, heart disease, and stroke. Millions of you have already discovered the powerful benefits of fish oil, but millions of you haven't. Iceland Health Omega-3s offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for joints, memory, even your skin. And the Omega-3s from Iceland Health offer twice the power of ordinary fish oil. Whether you've tried Omega-3s before or this is your first time, call and request your free bottle of Iceland Health Omega-3 soft gel. Call 1-800-479-8133. It's our gift to you. Find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health Omega-3 fish oil by calling 1-800-479-8133. 1-800-479-8133.
Hey, back to the show in just a sec. But before that, have you guys heard about this? There's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high profit products on the internet using sites like eBay, selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's a part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free that tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here, it's 1-800-322-1437. 7127.
Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money. Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-322-7127. 1-800-322-7127.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-430-8122 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-430-8122. 1-800-430-8122.
After the hour.
Thank God this is radio.
So it is radio, so I'm allowed to do that. We got a lot going on this morning. Want to get you all up to a happy Monday. Happy almost 4th of July. Jade. Hey, John, are you taking Wednesday off?
No, I'll be here.
Okay. Are you going to be alone in that building, or how does it work?
I think I'm
going to
be alone. I'm not exactly sure what we have programmed for Wednesday morning yet. Who's filling in or what's going to happen? But I'll be here Wednesday morning.
Well,
maybe I'll have to fill in.
That's very generous of you to give up your fourth that way.
Well, you know, they give you a comp day. If you work on a holiday, they give you another day off. So, you know, oh well.
Lots of folks. Let me tell you something. A lot of folks in L.A. they took off Friday. And then other folks took off Monday, and Airman's going to take off Wednesday. So, you know, I think this is like a pick and choose your holiday. So we'll be celebrating it both today and tomorrow, because I'll be here with you both this morning and tomorrow morning, sitting in for J. Marvin here on AM 760. And once again, my name is Mario Solis Maric. We have a lot to talk about today. We're going to talk about the collapse of the immigration bill just a little bit. Do another post-op on that, because the ramifications of it are severe and plentiful, not just for immigrant families, but politically, for the actual GOP, and the numbers are starting to roll out on how our friends at the Grand Old Party are going to suffer from their lack of, I don't know what you would call it, a lack of cooperation, I guess, on this particular bill. So we'll talk about that. And then we got this bizarre article this morning from the Washington Post. And I'll tell you, it's so strange when you read the – do you read blogs a lot, John?
I'm not a big blog guy, no. I mean, the Daily Cause every once in a while,
right.
And that's about it.
Well, by the way, you got to read my blog sometime. See?
Yeah, but, give that out again. What is it?
Well, people get the best way to get to it is by going to my site, which is gotomario.com, gotomario.com, and he could link there to my opinion blog, which is nuestravoice.com. Neil Bortz linked to my opinion blog last week, and like was upset that I did this piece about his rhetoric and how nasty he is, and he linked to it, and so then I got all these comments from his listeners. Neil Bortz being this right wing radio guy. I don't know if you guys have him out in Denver.
Yeah, we're familiar with him out here.
Oh,
yeah.
You are? Okay. So he links to my blog. Because I say, God, this guy's nasty. He uses all this nasty, you know, inflammatory rhetoric, you know, racist rhetoric, really. And I write that, and I quote him directly. And so then he links to it and blasts me about it. And so all his little minions, right, are, like, sending me emails and commenting on the blog and stuff. And they're all like, you know, they're saying Neil Bortz is not a bigot, and then they, like, use all this nasty language at me. It's like it was really bizarre because they were like, he's not a bigot, you blank, 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 you know.
And he's not, like, but we are.
Right, exactly. And so it's It was a very bizarre experience, but it was kind of cool for my, you know, website, because, you know, we increased like 30%. So I need to piss them off more often. You know, keep my hits up.
Yeah, man. If you can get Neil Bortz to respond to you, that's pretty good stuff right there.
Yeah, he's a blast. I mean, he's an idiot, and there seems to be a market for that over there, all over the country. Over there in right wing land, he's definitely one of their major stars. And it turns out that not only is he a major star, but he's got, as was disclosed during the immigration debate, but I'm sure it's not limited to immigration, he's got a lot of clout within the GOP. And that's the thing with these guys that used to be kept under wraps, but it's clearly now extremely evident because of the way the vote on the immigration bill went down. But it's always been true that these right-wing talk show hosts have like a direct line right into the Republican National Committee headquarters, right into Senate offices of the GOP. And these guys at the, you know, on the Senate, in the GOP members in the Senate admitted to taking advice from right-wing talk show hosts. And I remember a few years ago when it was disclosed that Rush Limbaugh used to have like Monday morning strategy sessions with the RNC and key Republican policymakers. They try to cover it up and they try to hide it and they denied it, even though there was a ton of documentation for it. And now on this, it's gotten to the point where they don't even deny it anymore. They were Senator Chambliss was Saxy Chambliss, not to be confused with his sister Sexy Chambliss. Saxy Chambliss actually admitted in the Washington Post that he was lukewarm on the bill but supporting the immigration bill, had a phone call with Neil Bortz, changed his position to support to oppose because of a conversation with Neil Bortz. And so I wrote about that. I said, hey, here you have a key GOP advisor in Neil Bortz. And I wrote about that, talked about his rhetoric, et cetera. The guy went freaking crazy. And hopefully we'll make him crazy again today. You could give me a call at 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. We got lots of news to update you on this morning, so give me a call. This is Mario Solis Maric, sitting in for the great Jay.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz, and I'm a firm believer in preventive medicine. Here with me today is Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging. Dr. Blanchett?
Thanks, Ed. It's estimated that the impact of treating stroke victims will be $2.2 trillion over the next 45 years. The emotional consequences are immeasurable. Getting a carotid ultrasound to evaluate your risk is one of several screening tests we offer at Front Range Preventive Imaging. Providing the highest quality CT lung cancer screening, EBT heart scans, virtual colonoscopy, and carotid ultrasounds is our mission. In addition, we perform all diagnostic CAT scan imaging and ultrasound imaging in a quiet and comfortable environment and provide the most affordable prices in the area. In these days of high deductibles, be wise with your healthcare dollars. Call us today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
My English bulldog, Timothy, used to have hot spots and areas on his side and stuff where the fur was missing. His immune system was terrible, and we've taken him to allergists, veterinarians, and we probably spent, $300 to $400 every 4 months on him. And one day I was listening to a local sports station, and I heard a Dynavite commercial, and they were talking about it, everything to a T, what Timothy had on his skin rash, his itching, his smell, his ears, everything. So I figured, what the heck, and I got on www.dynavite.com, and I ordered a 5-pound pail, and within 3 weeks, his smell's almost gone. His ears have cleared up. His eyes have cleared up. All the neighbors can't believe how good he looks. And we told him that we gave him Dynavite, and I think at least two or three of my neighbors have bought it for their dogs. We're on our third 5-pound pail, so I highly recommend it. www.dinovite.com. 859-428-1000.
dinovite.com.
Miles of new streets. 17 new pages just to cover Denver's new growth areas. You may learn the hard way. Those online maps are certainly not as accurate as Maps Go's Street Atlas. In fact, online maps might get you close, but MapsGo will get you there. MapsGo also has the most complete selection of maps for recreation and all your favorite outdoor Colorado activities this summer. For instance, the new Roads of Colorado features detailed maps of every peak, valley, and back road in Colorado. MapsGo maps are the most accurate, most current, and the most trusted. Check out MapsGo at 8th and Lincoln, at fine retailers throughout Denver, or online at MapsGo.com.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz, and I'm a firm believer in preventive medicine. Here with me today is Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging. Dr. Blanchett?
Thanks, Ed. It's estimated that the impact of treating stroke victims will be $2.2 trillion over the next 45 years. The emotional consequences are immeasurable. Getting a carotid ultrasound to evaluate your risk is one of several screening tests we offer at Front Range Preventive Imaging. Providing the highest quality CT lung cancer screening, EBT heart scans, virtual colonoscopy, and carotid ultrasounds is our mission. In addition, we perform all diagnostic CAT scan imaging and ultrasound imaging in a quiet and comfortable environment and provide the most affordable prices in the area. In these days of high deductibles, be wise with your healthcare dollars. Call us today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Live, local, and progressive.
The Jay Marvin Show.
On AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I love this song, man. This is Mario Solis Maric sitting in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600 is the number. 303-713-7600. It's 6:21 and 23 seconds. There's this like really bizarre article in the Washington Post this morning about President Bush. And I'm reading this thing. It's so, listen to the title. It says, "A President Besieged and Isolated, Yet at Ease." Is that, a president besieged and isolated, yet at ease, right? And this article is about President Bush is apparently having secret meetings. Of course, that should be no news to anybody. This entire administration is all about, like, secret meetings, right? So here's, like, another leaked out secret meetings. Sometimes, apparently, he's having people into either the Oval Office or at what they call, like, really, really nice parts of the executive mansion. And my understanding is that there aren't any really dumpy parts of the executive mansion, that it's all very, very nice. But apparently these are the nicer parts of even the nicest parts of the executive of the White House. I don't know why they're calling it the executive mansion, but it's basically, you know, he's having people over to the White House. And they're sitting around, and he's asking them, like, what went wrong? So he's sitting there, and it doesn't have a list of the people that he's having in, the actual names of people, but apparently it's authors, historians, philosophers, and theologians. And he's sitting around, probably for the first time in his freaking life, sitting around with smart people. Now, listen, and I'm assuming they're smart. Who knows who the authors are, right? Dr. Seuss passed away. We know that. So it can't be Dr. Seuss. I don't know what Bush considers an author. Ann Coulter, I think she's an author. Well, she is an author, but who knows who writes that stuff for her. Historians, philosophers. That's the part that gets me. Anyways, they're sitting around, and I want you to know that, I want to draw this picture. This guy's at, like, less than 30% approval. That's Nixonian-level, you know, approval rating numbers. It's actually a 70%, 72%, 73% disapproval numbers, really what that is. We're in a quagmire in the Middle East. The middle class is shrinking. There's about 3 million foreclosures going on in this country right now. You know, on and on and on and on, right? And the guy's sitting around with freaking philosophers to find out, you know, how this all happened to him. And, you know, and I'm supposed to be the lefty over here. And this guy's having a Starbucks with, you know, with, but of course, right-wing philosophers, I'm not sure what that looks like. But he's, he says that his friends are worried about him, that he's very burdened, and he's become, you know, introspective. He's fixated on Iraq, thank goodness. It actually has his attention over there. So this is if nothing else, I have to tell you, it's a different Bush. And I could see his parents, you know. Well, this was a learning experience for him, for crying out loud. You know, the guy finally is learning his lesson. He's got to sit around and talk to some freaking philosophers about what the heck's going on. So this is like a huge article, too, because I read this stuff on the Internet. So on the Washington Post website, it's like four pages long. So in real life, that's a pretty huge article. When you see it in the newspaper, it's, you know, it's a pretty big spread. And you get, according to Iron Seltzer, who's a senior fellow at Hudson Institute, who was part of one group of scholars who met with Bush, you don't get any feeling of somebody crouching down in the bunker. This is either extraordinary self-confidence or out of touch with reality. I can't tell you which. This is Irwin Seltzer saying this. It says, quote, "This is either extraordinary self-confidence or out of touch with reality. I can't tell you which." I think it's not that difficult to figure out. I mean, let me tell you something. To be confident right now, considering the mess that he drugged this country into, would be just it would be a whole different symptom. That would be diagnosed as manic. So the real analysis or the real question here is the guy's either a freaking bipolar, having, you know, the longest manic phase, you know, in the history of psychology, or he's out of touch with reality. I mean, those are really your choices, because self-confidence at this point really doesn't come into it. But this is like the kind of internal, this happened to Nixon too. You know, once they realize that everything they thought, you know, doesn't work, or that, you know, and their friends start, this is the thing about it, is that Washington, D.C., is an incredibly dangerous place when it comes to friendship. And part of this article talks about his friends leaving him. And in D.C., even if you're president of the United, even if you're freaking the president of the United States, conceivably, at one point, at least, the most powerful dude on the planet, when your poll numbers go down, you no longer have any friends in D.C. I mean, that's just it. And people will be polite to you. Like, you know, if you have a party and there's free booze or something, or some prestige or other people they want to meet, they're going to show up. So as long as you know how to throw a party, you could think you're actually in when you're actually out. But according to this article, Bush is now convinced that, yeah, that some of his friends have actually turned on him. They haven't turned on him, President Bush. Perhaps they've turned to the country. You know, they turned on us when they turned to you. What did it take? Like a year? We were down on him when he got elected. Then after 9/11, we stuck with him for about a year and a half to see what he could do. And then he made a bad situation worse, like in every single category that this country, you know, should be concerned about. But you'll be happy to know that he's meeting with a few philosophers. So maybe they could, you know, I don't know. Wonder what his belly button looks like. So he's freaking staring at his belly button with a bunch of right-wing philosophers. The other thing is that the level of pressure supposedly that this guy is under is more intense, according to, like, historians, than anything any other modern president has ever experienced. That he has more crises going on at the same time during a period of time when the country is basically just over him. And so this, and what we saw last week, when we talk about friendships in Washington, D.C., what we saw last week on the floor of the Senate, when he needed votes, he couldn't get them. That right there will be the mark of, from now on, officially. We've said this before in progressive communities, but it's now official. President Bush is a lame duck. He's a lame duck, a little early to be a lame duck, but a lame duck nonetheless. But don't worry about it, because he's meeting with some philosophers and historians, so like Broder says, he may bounce back. My name is Mario Solis Maric. I'm sitting in for Jay Marvin. You could give me a call at 303-713-7600. Am I correct? Is Bush now officially a lame duck? 303-713-7600. AM 760 Progressive Talk. And now Aaron O'Neill with some traffic.
And good morning. We got a pretty decent drive on our highways, a little bit better than average. If you're just getting onto South Bend I-25, we're just now starting to see those slowdowns from 104th, getting down past 84th Avenue. As you continue towards the downtown area, starting to fill in just a touch, but we're still looking great if you're on your way in from Boulder this morning. Eastbound Highway 36, pushing 50s and 60s there. Still looking good in our eastbound routes for 6th Avenue, C-470, 225, starting to fill in just a touch southbound right around Yosemite. Weather for today, sunny and hot, a few hours.
Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760, Progressive Talk. You're listening to AM 760, Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Stay. If you do, did you know Denver International Airport has the cheapest shuttle parking available? Just five.
Snuggy means kissing, and I've never been told anything otherwise. So, yes, I would consider that I am a good snogger, as you might put it.
HerMatch.com username is CuteBritChick, and you can email her right now. Go ahead. It's okay to look, whether it's cute Brit chick or someone else. We're so confident you'll find someone special in 6 months that if you don't, we'll give you 6 months free. It's our guarantee to you, and it's only at the allnewmatch.com. See site for details.
Get the good stuff.
Here's something to think about. Engines with over 75,000 miles on them can burn oil, shortening their life. Castrol GTX High Mileage Motor Oil has added ingredients to condition seals that can help extend the life of your engine. Right now at Napa Auto Parts, you can get Castrol GTX High Mileage Motor Oil for only $2.99 per quart. And check out our great prices on other Castrol motor oils. Price does not include state and local taxes or recycling fees. Napa, get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff.
I'm a jockey, and when I'm racing, I can't let my allergy medicine put me in a fog. So I only ride Claritin Clear. Claritin works hard to relieve my worst allergy symptoms. Sneezing, runny nose, for a full 24 hours. It works so well, only Claritin has proven to make me alert and focused. Not drowsy, like some other medicines can. When I get allergy relief and stay razor sharp, I'm ahead from start to finish. Stay alert, stay focused, live Claritin Clear.
Use it directed, only brand clinically tested.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today, 303-487-6880. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. 303-487-6880. Some fees do apply.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Caitlin was born with spina bifida.
Oh, man. There's your commander-in-chief, everybody. 6:34 in the morning. I'm starting to wake up now. This is Mario Solis Maric. I'm sitting in for Jay Marvin, who's taking some very well deserved vacation time, and I'll be here tomorrow morning as well. So Monday and Tuesday, sitting in for Jay. We're talking about the Bush legacy, and I say he's now a lame duck. He's sitting around talking to philosophers, authors, and theologians, according to the Washington Post. Is this a good way for him to be spending his time? Give me a call, 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. Charlie from Boulder, you're on the Jay Marvin Show with Mario Solis Maric.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I'm waking up, too. It's a little early, but, you know, early bird gets the worm.
But, you know, I have to say this. I love the morning. I love the mornings over there. You're in Boulder, but I've not been to Boulder. I've been, you know, I usually just go to Denver. But I love the crisp morning, man.
So where are you calling from? Where are you?
Los Angeles. I'm in L.A. right now.
So you're leaving a little earlier.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Like L.A., this is not L.A. time.
No, you're an hour up on me. You had an extra hour. So Charlie?
It's kind of interesting talking about, you know, the president seems like, well, talking to philosophers and psychologists and stuff and how nervous he is. He should be nervous. I mean, basically, these guys are getting caught. I mean, I've said right along, this is not politics anymore, it's organized crime. And I'm surprised they haven't brought out the RICO Act. I mean, it was designed for organized crime. I think they should enact it to investigate the president and vice president.
You know, and what's interesting about that, Charlie, is that you, and you probably realize this, you could only impeach a president, you can't really do anything else with them. But half of what goes on, and I'm a staunch First Amendment guy, so I would never, you know, I'm not saying that this is necessarily something that needs to be fixed, but it certainly is a flaw, and that is that, you know, what you do in politics you could get away with for the most part because of the First Amendment. And so, like, for instance, these right-wingers who raise money, you know, they could say whatever they want in a solicitation, but if I were, as a private business person, if I were going to do a direct mail campaign selling a product, I couldn't lie, or else it would be mail fraud.
Exactly.
And so, but because it's politics, they can do this, and it's kind of the same thing that they figured that out, but they're taking it to like this huge level, right?
Where maybe it needs to change. Maybe they should be under the same laws that we are. I mean, I own a corporation.
Well, you know what? What's
all responsible?
Right. No, I agree with you. That's why I think that it's difficult, though, because you would have to then be regulating political speech. And then who's ever in charge could say, well, that was fraud. You know, so that's where it gets extremely difficult. But at the same time, that's why we have these mechanisms, you know, like impeachment, which I think we're reticent to use, but in this case, we shouldn't be.
Well, you know, you're right. It is the system. They wrote the laws. They're the lawyers, most cases, that write these laws. And the only way to change our system is going to be through perjury, basically. I mean, if they perjure themselves, they should go to jail.
You're absolutely right, Charlie.
I go to court, I perjure myself, I'm caught, guess what? I go to jail. Why are they any different than us? I just don't understand the separation between the legalities of my life and the legalities of their life. It doesn't make sense.
No, it surely doesn't. Thank you for your call, Charlie. I appreciate you listening, Boulder. And Charlie called in at 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. Julie in Longmont, you're on the Jay Marvin Show with Mario Solis Maric on AM 760.
Hey, Mario, how are you?
Good. How are you this morning?
Well, I was doing okay until I told Turk. He's like, oh, no, now I'm really grossed out. Oh, yuck. But I think I have the answer to what you guys were just talking about.
What is that? Well, first of all, what grosses you out? The fact that he's sitting around with philosophers?
Well, it all ties in. It's all the same answer of what grossed me out. But I told Turk, I said, I'm driving down the road on my way to work, you know, and I pass by this big Chevy truck with an old geezer driving it, and, you know, ball cap and everything. And his truck says, everybody knows God is a Republican.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Shoot me now.
People, don't shoot Julie. She's one of the good ones.
Oh, my God. I mean, it's like, I've never seen that before. And then Kirk was telling me that there's a book out. something related to that. You know, when did God become a Republican? I said, as soon as
there is a book. That's right. Turk is right. There is a book out right now. When did God become a Republican? But probably the driver of that car wouldn't like that book. It's a different kind of book, one that you actually have to read.
Well, because he's already convinced that God is, so he won't let anybody tell him any different, you know. But, I mean, I can't believe the mindset that's still out there that, you know, while Bush is navel-gazing, you know, everybody else is like, well, gee, scratching their head. How come this ain't working? You know, there's people that still believe things are going fine and swimmingly, you know.
Right, exactly. And that's the distinction, Julie. It's not that the small group of Americans are scratching their heads saying, why isn't this working? What they're saying is, why can't everybody see that it is working? That's the scary
what's wrong
part
with
about
you
it.
People, you know, they're the ones marching off beat to a different drum. It's like, how come the rest of you aren't in step? It's like, well, maybe there's only a few of you who are still doing the wrong march, you know.
Right.
It just grosses me out. What a way to start a Monday.
Well, we have 4th of July to look forward to. What are you doing for the 4th, Julie?
I'm going to bury my head. No, actually, we should have it as a, you know, as a memorial service to what used to be our country and what, you know, I'm getting so cynical and skeptical as I get older, and it's like you see stuff like that, and it's like it scares me. I mean, my stomach is still flopping over because of the reaction I had to that kind of bumper sticker. And it's like it's so ridiculous, and it shouldn't mean anything. But I mean, there are people who believe that, and
you know,
and
Julie, it does me too. Thank you for your call, and Julie called at 303-713-7600. You know that the fact of the matter is that you make a good point, but let me kind of flip it a little bit. Maybe July 4th, you know, shouldn't be a memorial for what was, but maybe a day that where we celebrate the rebirth of returning our country back to the people. I mean, because that's really what, you know, the type of energy. It's going to take a lot of work. We were talking about this. I sat in for Jay a couple of weeks ago. We talked to some callers about that. No doubt that it's going to take a lot of work, you know, to bring this country back to its core basic values of equal justice under the law and freedom and liberty. And especially, Julie says that she feels like as she gets older, you know, she's getting more cynical. And I think, I would say it doesn't have anything to do with her age, because obviously by her voice, she's only like 27, 28 years old. But what it does have a lot to do with is the fact that it is worse right now than it has ever been in my lifetime. You know, I don't know, you know, what your particular age range is, but I have to tell you that if you weren't involved in politics 20 years ago and you barely got into politics in the last 5 years, you probably don't understand. It has never been this bad. And I don't want to excuse Richard Nixon. He was a nasty president who did illegal things, and he should have. It was good that he resigned. He would have been impeached, and it would have been justifiable. But what he did is about 10 or 15% of what these current guys are actually up to. I mean, they did a burglary and a cover up. You know, they broke into the Democratic Party headquarters. They were looking for documents and stuff, and wholly illegal, grossly illegal, and abuse of power. Then they covered it up, and then there was the enemies list, and you know, and the guy, you know, on top of all of his stupid domestic policies, the guy was bad. But you can't impeach a president for stupid domestic policies. You know, this is for high crimes and misdemeanors. But everything that he did was only I think the Bush administration did that in its first, like, you know, 100 days or something. And so Julie was saying that she's cynical as she gets older. Julie, I don't think it has anything to do with age. You know, your age, I think it has everything to do with the age. These guys have taken this thing to a whole new level. And the level that they've taken it to is at a level where they're not even concerned. You stand Richard Nixon and George Bush side by side. Stand them side by side. Look at them. Look at their records. Look at their legacy. You know, just have a good objective look at them. And when you compare what they did, I have to tell you that if those were my only two choices, I would choose Nixon. Now, even as I say that, you know, my stomach is now turning. When I say those words, I would choose Nixon. Never thought those words would come out of my mouth. But if those were my only two choices, I would choose Nixon. Because at the end of the day, when everything came out and when it was clear that the country was being damaged by his behavior, Nixon had the honor to resign. 303-713-7600. My name is Mario Solis Marich. I'm sitting in for the great Jay Marvin right here on AM 760. And now Aaron O'Neill with some traffic.
Well, we got a holiday week in effect, and looks like a lot of us may be taking a couple of days off. It's a little bit of a better-than-average drive out across these highways. South Bend I-25, a little heavy and slower from 104th down to 84th Avenue, and again from 38th through Spear, but not that heavy stop-and-go. Southbound 225, a little busier, approaching Yosemite down towards the Denver Tech Center merge. Northbound looks great if you're leaving the DTC yet. I-70, pretty wide open either side of town. No problems if you're on your way in from Lakewood this morning. 6th Avenue is clear as you work your way over towards I-25. Here's a look at your weather today. Sunny and hot. Isolated afternoon showers with highs reaching up near 100. We're still at 67. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Get up to Winter Park this summer and experience a thrilling ride down Colorado's longest alpine slide and pedal on over 600 miles of mountain bike trails. Safe.
You pick.
No, you pick.
I don't know. You pick.
I don't know. You pick.
No, I really don't.
We know a restaurant that serves chicken wings, fish tacos, and burgers around here.
You pick.
You pick.
You pick. No, you. You.
Superpages.com. We know around here.
Ethiopia.
When a tuna melt sounds good with a side of linguine, start with Superpages.com. You'll find everything you need to choose the business that's right for you. Superpages.com. We know around here.
I'm not hungry anymore.
I heard about a huge sale on my favorite widget. I've got to see what deals they've got, but I don't remember where it's at.
Premier Business Listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
Small construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. For your free information, call 800-300-5581. That's 800-300-5581. 800-300-5581.
Cynicism runs crazy in this society, doesn't it? And one of the big places there's cynicism is towards automobile dealers. And I've always said on the air, any group of people you talk about, there's always going to be a lot of good people, and then there's going to be some bad people. Well, let me tell you about some good people. Rocky's Autos. Rocky's Autos is the place to go to buy a clean, late-model used vehicle, car, truck, van, minivan, or SUV. They now have over 650 vehicles on the lot. The matching down incentive is going on, which helps lower your car payment. And they got great people working there, like my friends Tom and Marv Alshear, Spanky Herrera, Fred Labrato, Gerard Menard, Johnny Mays, Adolph, Juan. The list of people just goes on and on. There's over 100 people working there, and they're there for one reason, and that's to serve you. I can't think of a better place to go than Rocky's Autos. Check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com. Pre-qualify for a car loan, or just look at the inventory. I think you'll be really thrilled. Rocky's Autos, they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Check them out. They're at the corner of 63rd and Federal. Tell them J. Marvin sent you.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence in dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-500-5509. 1-800-500-5509. That's 1-800-500-5509.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
Just Brakes.
How much are new brake pads installed?
For $99.88, we'll install pads and shoes at all four wheels and even machine rotors.
All four wheels for $99.88? Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes.
Parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Making progress before you get to work. With Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I made it very clear to the president that I recognize the United States has a responsibility in the fight against drugs. And one major responsibility is to encourage people to use less drugs.
It's 6:49 in the morning. Do you know where your kids are using less drugs at? This is Mario Solis Maric, sitting in for Jay Marvin on AM 760. That was, of course, your commander-in-chief. Give me a call, 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600, right here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. The president of the United States is sitting around navel-gazing, apparently. And while he does that, you and I are going to take a look at some of the top news stories today. One of the, by the way, Denver's, Colorado, you have a big news story today. Actually, it started yesterday. As of yesterday, your state, the state of Colorado, banned abstinence-only classes. So now young people in your public school system get to actually learn the different options available to them to stay healthy, to keep healthy, and to, you know, stay, you know, reduce teen pregnancy, unwanted pregnancy, et cetera. So that's a big step for y'all, and I can, you know, we obviously look to Colorado for responsible leadership, as you have provided now. I mean, this is an issue that across the country is just absolutely has thrown state legislatures into, you know, a freaking tizzy. Because nobody and honestly, I mean, I would include that, I would include everybody on this. Maybe 99% of us do not like the idea of, like, you know, a teenage son or daughter or, you know, et cetera, putting themselves in a dangerous, compromising position. I mean, that's, you know, it's kind of, when you hear about it in the abstract, it's one of those things that's like, oh, you know, little Johnny next door was fooling around with, you know, Maria across the street, right? That's one thing. But if it's your little Johnny or your little Maria, different story. Right. And I think part of that is just, you know, those are your kids or those are your nieces and nephews. Those are your brothers and sisters. And you're like, well, wait a minute. Right. You don't want that. But the fact of the matter is that abstinence only classes over and over again have proven themselves to not work. And they track these young, and I'm sure you heard about this, you know, while this debate was going on, but they've tracked these young people that have been in these abstinence-only classes, and they will, you know, just take the pledge and put on the badge or, you know, whatever they do. Because some of them have little badges they wear or little cards they keep in their pocket. Which actually, there was one program where they keep the card in their pocket, and a reporter was doing the story on that and followed up on one of the kids and said, do you still have your card? And the young man, or the young boy, you know, I think it was 16, 17 years old, said yes. He pulls the card out of his pocket, and a condom fell out. Right? So as they tracked these kids, it turned out that these programs, no matter how much you pledge, you know, that for a large percentage of these young people, they were actually more likely to have unsafe sex than kids that weren't involved in those classes. So it was like almost all or nothing. It was like one of those all or nothing situations. Don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. I promise I won't do it. And then, you know, when the occasion, let's say, arises, right, you're not prepared. And so a big congratulations to Colorado for, you know, doing the smart thing. Not necessarily the most emotionally comfortable thing, but the smart thing. Rick in Denver, you're on the Jay Marvin Show with Mario Solis Maric.
Hey, how you doing, Mario?
Good, how are you?
Fine.
Good.
I'm concerned about something, and maybe you can give me a perspective, because I assume you're of Hispanic descendancy.
Yes.
Maybe the day will come when Mexico gets tired of being bullied and humiliated by the United States and will form alliances with other countries. And the country I'm thinking of is China. China has been for some time waging a very aggressive campaign throughout the world to get oil. And that's something Mexico has a lot of. And as a sovereign nation, Mexico could say, hey, we'll form alliances and sell our oil to anyone we want. And how would that be? We have China on our southern border. So what I'm saying, I guess, is that there's something a lot more important strategically than simply worrying about a lot of guys who want to come up here and make a buck.
You know, Rick, you make a good point, and thank you for calling. Let me comment a little bit about that. And by the way, Rick called at 303-713-7600. You describe a situation that has existed for many, many decades. Now, further down south, Hugo Chavez in Venezuela is making that exact deal. And the United States is eventually going to be in a very, we're already in a difficult situation with Venezuela, but it will become increasingly so as Hugo Chavez's ties with China deepen. Now, the reason that Mexico can't do that, right, or hasn't done it, is because they feel the threat of the U.S. being so close to, being so close. I mean, while you raise, a valid moral issue, I think, in the sense that, hey, they could go somewhere else and we should be concerned about it, one of the issues is that Mexico is so close to us, and at a certain level, their government knows to fear our government. They would not do anything, throughout history. When the United States has been in international political battles, Mexico has always been an ally. And sometimes it's been a reluctant ally. And sometimes, it's been good and sometimes bad. It's never a black and white situation. But they can be making that deal with China, and they would be making that deal in China. But but because of their fear of the United States, they haven't, and they probably won't. But that raises another question. They are there giving up a great economic opportunity because they are to the south of us. So the alliance with China would bring more prosperity to Mexico. And they're not doing that in deference to us. And yet we constantly complain about them not being a good neighbor to the south of our border. And we complain that why don't they get their economy together, and why don't, and if they only got their economy together, then I wouldn't be able to hire a cheap nanny, or whatever the twisted logic is behind that. But the fact of the matter is that they have economically supported this country through many international, a difficult situation. I mean, World War II is a great example. In World War II, the only time Mexico ever had an air force was in World War II that they built to support the United States. They gave a lot of supplies to the United States. Workers came over here on an official program, on the Bracero program, to fill in the labor gaps in the United States during World War II. My mother came over. Because there weren't medical supplies in Mexico during that period, because our medical supplies were going to support the U.S. Effort. The Mexican medical supplies were supporting the U.S. effort. So that's when my mom came over here to work as a maid to be able to afford medical supplies to send back to her father, who was at that time, gravely ill in Mexico. So there's always been, this kind of strained relationship, and you bring up a very good point, Rick, because we have to understand it needs to work both ways. My name is Mario Solis Maric. I'm sitting in for J. Marvin on AM 760. It is right on the hour.
J. Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
To find out about Laurel Langmire. since then, I own 16 investment properties. I have a C Corp, an S Corp. I have six LLCs.
Free yourself from the daily grind of your 9-to-5 job.
My experience within the first 4 months, I walked away with almost $300,000.
Laurel Langmire has personally coached hundreds of entrepreneurs into financial freedom.
Laurel and her team blew me away, and I went, I got to work with this lady.
Laurel teaches you how to live in a wealth cycle and stay there. A master of customized one-on-one guidance, Laurel Langmire can place you on the road to financial independence.
Hi, I'm Laurel Langmire. Creating wealth is not as difficult as you may think. If you're ready to turn your financial dreams into reality, then I want you to have my Extreme Money Makeover CD for free.
Call now for this limited time special offer. Get Laurel's Money Makeover CD and her best-selling book, The Millionaire Maker. Both the book and the CD for free. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Call 800-810-5223. 800-810-5223.
Jay Marvin, Tom Hartman, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, and Rachel Maddow. AM 760, Progressive Talk in High Definition. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. Officials in this country are paying close attention to the unfolding terror scare in Great Britain, but Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff tells the CBS News Early Show, we're okay for now.
We are safe, but we're safe because we continue to pay attention. We continue to add security measures.
Those added measures are evident this morning at airports here in New York and around the country.
This is Randall Pinkston at LaGuardia Airport in the American Airlines terminal, where for now most of the flights are on time. The lines no longer than usual. And the normal high presence of police and National Guard troops with M16s is visible here.
I'm Larry Miller, live in London. Two more terror arrests this morning, bringing the total to 7 now behind bars. They're all thought to be from the Middle East. At least one is a doctor, a neurologist at a Scottish hospital. He was arrested along with his wife after police forced their car off a major highway. He is a Jordanian and has run a radical internet blog for the last 2 years. On that blog, he wrote, "We put up with the West for a long time. Now that you have insulted our prophet, we will not put up with it anymore." Frank.
An American general in Iraq is pointing an angry finger at the Iranian government. Brigadier General Kevin Bergner accuses Tehran of using Lebanese Hezbollah militias to equip and school Iraqi insurgents.
These Quds Force operatives have been training Iraqis, sometimes in small groups of 20 to 60.
Four American soldiers and a Marine have been killed in action in separate incidents in Baghdad and western Anbar province. On the weather watch, the rain has let up in waterlogged Texas towns, but the water isn't going down, not yet. CBS's Hari Srinivasan is in Wichita Falls.
There are people standing on the sides of freeways and in overpasses taking pictures because they've never seen anything like this. To a lot of people, it sort of reminds them of the aftermath of Katrina. People have seen pictures on TV of street signs that were underwater but never realized that it could come this close to home.
Flooding is close to home in some Kansas towns, too. Most of Osawatomie, Kansas, which sits between two rivers, is underwater. The mandatory evacuation order is in effect. A rabbi who was a leading voice for Holocaust victims has died at his home in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Abraham Klausner was 92. Holocaust survivors advocate Alan Steinberg says Klausner knew his subject intimately. He was a chaplain with army forces that liberated the notorious Dachau concentration camp.
He was one of the few who actively sought to help the victims after the war, both by informing the public of what had happened and by trying to improve their lives.
Disgraced Durham, North Carolina District Attorney Mike Nifong is expected to resign today. Nifong has already been disbarred for falsely accusing three Duke lacrosse players of rape. Just ahead of the bell, S&P futures are up 5 points. This is CBS News.
A dozen for you today, hon?
Yeah, give me a few jellies, some Boston cream, a couple of crumbly peanuts, and some peace of mind, please.
Coming right up, sir.
What if you could buy peace of mind? Well, you can with Ford Lincoln and Mercury certified pre-owned vehicles, because we notice everything. Everyone must pass a 115-point inspection, and it's all backed by our 6-year, 75,000-mile warranty coverage. Now that's peace of mind.
And I'll have some total satisfaction as well.
See your dealer for limited warranty coverage details, or visit FordCPO.com. That's FordCPO.com.
This summer's newest sunblock is all about the spray. New Bullfrog Marathon Mist Continuous Spray. It's super powerful, super fast, and goes on super easy for up to 8 hours of waterproof, sweatproof, UVA and UVB protection. The kind you expect from Bullfrog. New Bullfrog Marathon Mist Continuous Spray Sunblock for adults and kids. Ultimate strength meets ultimate speed.
Bullfrog!
Use as directed.
Don't miss Colorado State of Mind every Friday night at 7:30 on Rocky Mountain PBS.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. The UK terrorist attacks prompting new security measures here in Colorado as we enter the busy 4th of July holiday travel period. Extra security measures now in place out of DIA, although nobody's saying just what they are.
Travelers to the airport may want to allow just a few extra minutes.
DIA spokesman Chuck Cannon says the extra security has not disrupted flights or operations. Security is also tighter at the Colorado Springs Airport, where guards are conducting random car searches at checkpoints outside the terminal. A teenager missing in Moffat County after swimming with her family in the Yampa River just south of Craig last night. Search resumes this morning for the 13-year-old girl. A search last night turned up nothing. And officials in Fort Collins say they're embarrassed and concerned about an error that led to the Poudre River being almost dry as it passes through historic Old Town. The city's red-faced river commissioner admits he miscalculated and released too much water from a diversion to an irrigation company. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
We're starting to pick up a bit on the drive, especially off that north end where southbound I-25 spilled in now from 104th to 84th. And we had an earlier accident, southbound I-25 near Colfax. Looked like that's been cleared off of the highway. But that's a busy ride from 58th Avenue trying to get past the downtown area. A little slower now, southbound 225 from just after Parker Road on in. Eastbound 270s loaded up across Commerce City. Starting to see those slowdowns eastbound C-470 as you come around the corner there at Kipling. But we're still in pretty good shape for eastbound I-70 as you cross I-25. Heading out towards the airport, that security wait time about 15 minutes right now. And a look at your weather today, sunny and hot. A few isolated afternoon showers, but no relief as we try and reach for a high temp of 100 degrees. We're at 70 now. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
If you're traveling out of town this 4th of July and heading to Denver International Airport, don't forget DIA has the cheapest shuttle parking available at just $5 a day. Park at the Pikes Peak Shuttle Lot just off Pena Boulevard, the 75th exit. For more information, visit flydenver.com or call 303-DIA-PARK.
I'm John Hope Bryant, founder of Operation Hope.
I'm Andrew Young, spokesman for Operation Hope. You know, the challenge of our time is to make free enterprise and democracy work for ordinary people, people that don't have a guaranteed inheritance and that don't have a guaranteed job anymore.
Because it's not about making more money. It's about making better decisions with the money you make. If you need a little hope, call 877-592-HOPE, 877-592-4673.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin
on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
7 after 7. This is Mario Solis Maric sitting in for Jay Marvin right here on the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. I'll be here tomorrow too. Good morning, John Turk.
Good morning.
Hey, when you were in high school, did people call you Turkey?
I got called everything you could imagine. But yeah, Turkey was one of the popular ones.
Yeah. I could see that happening. I'm resisting the juvenile impulse.
You can call me Dick. Yeah, I don't care. You can call me anything. I got thick skin. We work in radio. You have to have thick skin to work in radio.
No doubt. Hey, but listen, I hadn't heard about this. I guess you were telling me that it's been news over there, but this $135 million Aspen Chateau that's owned by the Saudi prince is now for sale. So I hadn't seen these. I'm starting to look at these photos. This place is quite a spread.
It's bigger than the White House.
Yeah, I would say. You know, the White House isn't that big.
Well, didn't it say something like it has like 45 bathrooms in it?
Well, that's no waiting. That's good. 95 acres of land and a splendid vista of the Aspen Valley and mountains beyond.
It has its own sewage treating plant too, Mario.
Very important when I'm looking for a place. I like to treat my own sewage.
That's definitely something. A lot of water running to that thing.
Why is he selling? Did he say? That's the question. I mean, what do you? Oh, I'm. You know, I thought I'd make a little money off of it. You know, what was the? I bought it for 130, so I thought I'd, now that it's up to 135, I thought I'd get. You know, I thought I'd get rid of it, make the extra $5 million, buy a house in the Hamptons. I'm not sure why you would sell a place like this, unless he's low on cash or something.
That would be my guess.
Yeah, well
but if your prince is Saudi Arabia, so how could you be low on cash?
Yeah, they make cash, so I'm not sure why he's selling it. It's probably tired of Aspen or something. Maybe it's one of those places. I think he might have bought it and then realized it's like, I don't think the Saudis have a ski team, right? Do the in the Olympics?
I don't think so. No.
Yeah. So, you know, he probably bought it for the Saudi Olympic ski team and then, you know, realized it'd been empty for the last 10 years or something. But, you know, I'm sure you could get like a 1% loan with a balloon payment on it or something if you wanted to pick that up, $135 million Aspen Chateau.
Now, wouldn't it be fun if, like, if you're a single guy, and let's say you could grab like 50, 100 of your closest friends and all pool in and move into that place? And take care of the mortgage payment.
50 to it would it would have to take, yeah, I guess 50 to 100. Well, with my friends, it would take about 600.
50 people. That'd probably take care of the mortgage.
Hey, if there's a mortgage person out there, could you please tell us? Could give us a call and tell us. Give us a call at 303-713-7600. We're curious what the monthly nut on something like that would be. 303-713-7600. By the way, my name is Mario Solis Maric, and I'm sitting in for Jay today and tomorrow right here on the fabulous Jay Marvin Show. It's 10 minutes after 7. We were talking about the new law in your state that started yesterday. Officially started yesterday, where abstinence-only classes are actually banned. Yesterday there were a number of laws throughout the country, state laws that, for whatever reason, start July 1st. We actually have laws here in California that start on the 7th of July, and I'm not sure why they chose the 7th, other than they didn't want to spring new laws like on the, you know, before the 4th or whatever. So we have a bunch of new laws starting on the 7th. But in New Mexico yesterday, there was a new law that they legalized officially medical marijuana. So yesterday was the first day of that. And what's interesting about their state law is that the state actually has to develop and distribute its own medical marijuana. So you have bureaucrats running around right now trying to figure out how they're going to grow it, where they're going to get it. No, they actually have to grow it. They can't purchase it out of state. So it has to be grown in state. It has to be, quote unquote, developed. I'm not sure what that means. And they have to create their own distribution system. It's a phase-in thing. So in the meantime, you could still, you know, I guess you could still buy it on the streets once you have your card. And there's a card. You have to go and register, get a medical marijuana card. You have to carry that. As long as you have that card around, you could have 3 ounces of marijuana at any time on you. You could have a full plant and, you know, a number of seedlings. So you're allowed to grow one plant and you're allowed to have like a couple of seedlings, like, I guess, in the pipeline, so to speak. And, you know, while you carry around 3 ounces of marijuana, and supposedly according to the statute, was supposed to be a 2 month supply, 3 ounces of marijuana, a plant, and a couple of seedlings. This is the most advanced, without a doubt, medical marijuana law on the books. If you haven't heard, the federal government is opposed to medical marijuana, so there could be a situation where after this bureaucracy is built and after the state of New Mexico starts growing its own, which is basically what it has to do, it has to grow its own crops under this law, that the feds could go in and bust it, could go in and raid the plant and arrest the the bureaucrats. So they're moving very slowly on this, but I can imagine right now that there are a ton of people trying to get the head, because it's going to create a bureaucracy. Any law you have creates a bureaucracy. So this is going to be the marijuana bureaucracy in New Mexico. But can you imagine who wants to be the head bureaucrat of that institution? What do you think about this law? Give me a call, 303-713-7600. It's one thing to, by the way, I support this law 100%. But I think that for some people, it's going to be one thing to say you could have medical marijuana and another thing to say the state's got to grow it and distribute it. Do you think New Mexico went too far? Because I don't, but I'm wondering what you think. So give me a call, 303-713-7600. Can you imagine the stoner bureaucrat, though? Right. If you think the regular bureaucrats are slow, could you imagine? Seems to me that there's going to be a lot of lost paperwork, over there. And I'm not sure what they're going to call the bureau. While I'm slightly joking about this, I want to tell you that the fact of the matter is that there are a lot of people who are terminally ill. Or are trying to avoid being terminally ill, that have found that marijuana works for them, and their doctors have found that, and this seems to be a sane policy. That being said, the fact that it's a sane policy carries no weight with our federal government the way it's currently organized. And we are going to see either a federal injunction or a potential raid of, of this bureaucracy and of these facilities, anytime soon. And then you have a state's rights versus federal government issue on and on and on and on. And so while it's a big step forward, and I think a positive step forward, for all people and really, and for individual rights and liberties, it is going to be quite a mess. So I'm curious to see what you think. 303-713-7600. My name is Mario Solis Maric. I'm sitting in for Jay Marvin today and tomorrow right here on
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. Thinking about a summer road trip but not sure if the family wagon can make it? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, check out over 800 vehicles. Up close and personal. Cars, trucks, and SUVs all right here in Denver. Many under $10,000, including low mileage program vehicles, all with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have what you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
I heard about a place that's having the biggest sale over this weekend, and I don't want to miss it, but I don't remember the name of the place.
Premier Business Listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
We're at 70 degrees. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Summer's here and it's heating up. This is the best time of year to apply Revive to your lawn. Get rid of those dry brown spots. Revive gets the nutrients deep down to the roots where it counts to keep your lawn green. Save water and money. Use Revive. It works.
This is Anatoly and Lina Diufa, the founders of Dazbach Coffee, inviting you to enjoy Dazbach experience.
My love affair with coffee started the first time I watched the freshly roasted beans pouring out of the roaster. It was the touch, the feel, the smell, and it's still intoxicating.
When I was young, I fell in love with the energy of European cafes. I love taking the time to appreciate my coffee, my friends, and our conversation. So join the Russian party and experience our passion for Dazbach Coffee.
Hi, welcome to Lowe's. How can I help you?
I've got a few days off for July 4th, so I'm doing a big paint job.
Well, your timing couldn't be better, because today, if you spend $299 or more and put everything on your Lowe's consumer credit card, you can ask for special financing for 12 months.
On everything?
On everything.
On this ladder?
On everything.
On this power paint sprayer?
On everything.
On this fencing?
On everything.
That's right. Just spend $299 or more on your Lowe's consumer credit card, and you can ask for special financing for 12 months.
on everything.
On the ceiling fan?
On everything. And now, via mail-in rebate, get $5 off 1 gallon and $20 off 5 gallons of Valspar interior and exterior paint. Plus, take 20% off all full-size gas grills and special order flooring, and 10% off all in-stock major appliance purchases, $397 or more. So come on down to Lowe's Big July 4th event this weekend and save big. Lowe's. Let's build something together. See store for details.
Hi, my name is Tom Collins. My show is called The Auto Answer Man. We were going to call it MoveOn.org, but the name was already taken. Sunday morning between 9 and 11, we're going to kick it off. 2 glorious hours of cars and car repair on Sunday morning. So get the coffee going and tune in and call in with all of your questions. My guest technicians will be in here, experts on hand, to answer your questions free of charge. The Auto Answer Man Sunday morning. It gets underway at 9 o'clock right here. See ya.
The Blue List is AM760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting local progressive companies like All American Vogue, Wellness Spawn 5th Ave, or Empowerment Coach and Global Sense author Judah Freed. Go to AM760.net and support Progressive Talk, AM760.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
We're from a planet called Earth.
AM 760 Progressive Talk invites you to the Evolution at the 2007 Earthworks Expo, July 27th through the 29th at the Denver Merchandise Mart. Earthworks Expo will feature over 100 exhibits, workshops, and keynote speakers that will inspire everyone to live green. For more information, log on to AM760.net.
After the hour, 20 minutes after 7. My name is Mario Solis Maric. I'm sitting in for Jay Marvin both today and tomorrow. You could send me email at mario@mylatinonews.com, mario@mylatinonews.com, or you could blog with me at gotomario.com, gotomario.com. CBS releasing a poll today. 72% of Americans believe that the founding fathers would be disappointed in where the country is today. You know, and here we are 2 days before 4th of July, and 72% of Americans believe that the founding fathers would be just very unhappy with what's come of all of this. I think that's and only 18%. Think that that they would be that they would think this is working out good, and that correlates with about the same percentage of people that currently believe in the CBS poll that America is on the right track is 18%. It's the lowest that CBS has ever seen in their poll. That is an amazingly low number. As a political consultant, I have to tell you that number is just astounding to me. And I'm wondering how this correlates. I'm going to have to look up other polls to see how this matches with other polls. But here's the key question: if the founding fathers came back to life and they showed up today, and I got to interview them. Now, John, that would be a wild show. That would be something to talk about.
That'd be a ratings grabber.
Yeah, that would be. That would get me on crooksandliars.com, I think, finally. But if they came back and I was talking to them, 72% of you believe that they would tell me, Mario, we're disappointed in where this country has gone. And only about 20% of you say that they would be pleased, but 18% of you believe that we're on the wrong track. That is just an amazing number. I don't know. I'm trying to think of which founding fathers I'd, you know, get in here, because this is not a big studio I'm in. It's like I only have 4 or 5 of them in here, especially with all the wigs and stuff. Hard to fit them all in. But I'm wondering, listen, give me a call. I don't know how disappointed... I don't know if they would be disappointed or not. I mean, I'm disappointed in where we're at today, but it only, I'm disappointed where we're at today, but I don't see it as unfixable. And I'm wondering how that, you know, how that plays out in people's minds. I mean, if people, we were talking to a caller earlier who said she you know, she's become really cynical about the entire process. And I should have asked her, I wish I would have asked her, you know, does she, you know, how fixable does she think it is? Because sometimes that plays into people's cynicism. Because cynicism is really like a symptom of hopelessness. And if people begin to believe that, you know, the track that we're on is irreversible, you know, it's not only bad for the people in power, but it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy to a certain extent. I'm wondering what you think about this. 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. Here's the scenario. Let's say that waiting in the green room, which, by the way, we have a lousy green room over here. I shouldn't say that. We have a beautiful green room here at Clear Channel in Burbank. If in the green room we had George Washington, let's choose a couple. George Washington, Thomas Jefferson. Who are your two favorite founding fathers, John? Who do you think?
Probably those two you mentioned right there.
Oh, you had to choose
Franklin,
those.
Maybe,
okay,
another one?
Okay, Franklin. You had to choose the two I wanted.
Ben Franklin?
Okay, Ben Franklin, George Washington, and Thomas Jefferson. Let's say I could have them here for an interview. That Turk had booked them, and here they are. And I asked them the question, so what do you think? We've brought you back to life, and now what do you think? Do you think that, are you happy with the way things are, or are you disappointed? What do you think they would say? 303-713-7600. And more importantly, why do you think they would say it? When people talk about, it's interesting because the wrong track, right track poll is obviously at this point, you know, 20% only think it's right track. So this is extremely telling. But when you have a closer wrong track, right track poll, I'm not convinced that that's a good polling question. Do you believe the country's on the right track or do you believe it's on the wrong track? Because you could have both progressives and conservatives say the country's on the wrong track, and you could come up with, you know, with about 50 to 60%, you know, and I'm talking about really hardcore progressives and really hardcore you know, conservatives. You could get, you know, if those two groups think the country's on the wrong track, you could come up with the majority of the American people in a poll. But they think it's on the wrong track for completely different reasons. And so the fix that they see for putting the country on the right track is completely different. You know, I mean, progressives might see the country's on the wrong track because of the war in Iraq. Conservatives ask the same question, might see that the country's on the wrong track because Colorado is no longer having abstinence-only classes. And so, yet, when a pollster calls those groups together, they'll add up to a wrong track. Now, I think we're in a little bit different territory right now when we're at 72% wrong track. I mean, I don't think any politician could take solace in that. Anybody in power right now really needs to take a look at the number and realize that the current policies are unsustainable. That this is a democracy, and you do need to have, you know, the will of the people in mind as you move forward. This is a very bad number.
Hey, Mario, another question. Do you think the current president, could even name maybe more than three founding fathers?
Did they ever ask him?
I don't know. I don't think he'd be able to name more than the three that we mentioned.
Well, there's the famous one, John Hancock.
Yeah, do you think he knows who Thomas Paine is?
Yes.
John Adams?
No. Oh, yeah, the beer. He knows who John Adams is, but not Thomas Paine. Because of the beer. The beer's the key thing there. Alexander Hamilton, yes, because of the insurance company. See, you got to think like Bush thinks, Turk. You know, so if there's an advertising tie-in to a founding father, then Bush will know them. If there isn't an advertising tie-in, then there wouldn't be. So you just you have to kind of put yourself into like Bush mode, you know, in order to figure out which ones he knows. What would he ask them if he met with them? That's the question. I don't think he'd if they looked at him and they said you're on the wrong track, he'd, you know, accuse them of all being lefties, and Karl Rove would slam them, would, you know, put out like major like television ads, you know blasting them, and you know they'd hire the Swift Boat guys. If these guys showed up in my studio and said, yeah, you guys are on the wrong track, what the heck are you doing, the Swift Boat guys would be hired to disparage them to the American people. And you know what, 30% of the American people would automatically believe it. Oh yeah, that George Washington, he wears a wig. For crying out loud, how can you trust them? So I mean they would it's this mentality that's going on right now in a small group of American people that unfortunately is being like implemented in policy and imposed on the rest of us. What do you think? 303-713-7600. My name is Mario Solis Maric on AM 760, sitting in for the great Jay Marvin. It's 7:30. And now traffic with Aaron O'Neill.
Thank you very much. We've got a big slow ride in works right now. Southbound I-25, if you're on your way in from the north end of town. Backup started 104th, and there really isn't much for brakes getting all the way into the downtown area. We had an earlier crash at Colfax that has long since cleared up. But the newest problem is going to be on that drive across Aurora, northbound 225 near Alameda. Two-car crash. We'll push that traffic back towards Iliff. That southbound side of 225 is really filled in now from just after Parker Road, making your way down towards the Denver Tech Center merge. But we're in a bit of a holiday mode here. Much better than average drive for eastbound 6th Avenue. It's a touch heavy right around Sheridan, but not a lot of that stop and go we tend to see. And I-70 a little bit better eastbound on that approach towards I-25. Looking at your weather today, sunny and hot. A few isolated afternoon showers, reaching for a high of 100 degrees. We're at 70 now. Maren O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Summer is full of celebrations. The next time you need a gift in a hurry, stop by King Soopers for a great selection of gift cards. You'll find cards for travel, dining, shopping, and more. All in one easy stop. Only at your neighborhood King Soopers. Right store, right price.
It's the 6th Annual Liberty Run, Walk, and Festival of Rights at Washington Park. There'll be activities for all ages, food, beverages, and fun. We're defending our freedom on Independence Day. Proceeds benefiting the ACLU. Find more info on AM760.net.
Imagine it's July 4th, 2025. Oil hit $200 a barrel today, and nobody cared. Help us achieve energy independence and make the Middle East and OPEC strategically irrelevant. Join us at EI2025.org. We can achieve energy independence by the year 2025, but we need your help and your voice. We are Americans for Energy Independence. EI2025.org.
I was lucky enough to find out about Laurel Langmire. Since then, I own 16 investment properties. I have a C Corp, an S Corp. I have 6 LLCs.
Free yourself from the daily grind of your 9-to-5 job.
My experience in the first 4 months, I walked away with almost $300,000.
Laurel Langmire has personally coached hundreds of entrepreneurs into financial freedom.
Laurel and her team blew me away, and I went, I got to work with this lady.
Laurel teaches you how to live in a wealth cycle and stay there. A master of customized one-on-one guidance, Laurel Langmire can place you on the road to financial independence.
Hi, I'm Laurel Langmire. Creating wealth is not as difficult as you may think. If you're ready to turn your financial dreams into reality, then I want you to have my Extreme Money Makeover CD for free.
Call now for this limited-time special offer. Get Laurel's Money Makeover CD and her best-selling book, The Millionaire Maker. Both the book and the CD for free. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Call 800-810-5223. 800-810-5223.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
Hey, have you checked the forecast for this weekend?
Yeah, the dining room's turning from mostly drab to sunny yellow.
Oh.
And the bathroom will be a mix of warm blue and white accents.
Nothing changes the outlook for your weekend and the whole look of your home, like $6 off 1 gallon cans and $25 off 5 gallon buckets of Behr paint by Mail-In Rebate. Now at the Home Depot.
Well, I guess that means we're painting, huh?
Here's your brush.
You can do it. We can help. Valid through July 7th in U.S. only. Void where prohibited. See store for details.
Travelocity presents the amazing international sale.
I need the big suitcase.
Save $150 on a six-night vacation to the Caribbean.
In goes my parrot.
Ah! Europe.
Lederhosen.
Mexico.
The fancy sombrero.
Asia.
My kimono.
And Australia.
And a didgeridoo.
Save $150 now. Just book with your MasterCard card.
Don't let the world pass you by, you silly muffins. Book now.
Restrictions apply. Visit Travelocity.com now for details. Travelocity. You'll never roam alone.
You're listening to The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
History would also teach us that in a time of great trial, great leaders emerge. Washington, Lincoln, Churchill, and Bush.
So when Turk played that for me a couple minutes ago, I said, was he serious? I thought it might have been like a Saturday Night Live skit. But Turk swears Bob, I guess he lost. And lost he should have. Were you on right now, John? Or were you whispering?
Yeah, that was a former Congressman Bob Opre when George Bush was in town last year raising money as he was running for governor against Bill Ritter.
And thankfully for you guys, lost. Thankfully for all of us. My name is Mario Solis Maric. It's 34 minutes after the hour, 7:34 right here on AM 760. I'm setting in for Jay Marvin both today and tomorrow, and you could give me a call at 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600, or you could email me at mario@mylatinonews.com, mario@mylatinonews.com. The immigration bill collapse is like a huge story, and it's a story, although I think it officially collapsed on Thursday. Was it Thursday or Friday that it, you know, that the bill was finally found dead on the floor of the U.S. Senate? The bill was found dead on the floor of the U.S. Senate with like 30 stab wounds in the back, basically. Harry Reid made the statement that, the GOP has become such an obstructionist force in the U.S. Senate that they now kill off bills that they even support, which was quite a statement. But while the bill may be dead, two things. Number one, the issue is clearly not dead, and the ramifications of killing the bill have only just begun. We had a situation here in California with Proposition 187 that created, and this was under Governor Pete Wilson, who was like way low in the polls and didn't look like he was going to win an election, and then got on this anti-immigrant bandwagon, and it carried him, you know, to stunning victory. And all of these polls came out, and, you know, and you say, oh, my God, this is, you know, this was like such a good thing that he had championed, that it was great for his poll numbers, that it was great for the Republican Party in our state, on and on and on. And then the backlash. We have backlash to this state. We have people in this state that when they're in a tight election against the Republican, they pull out any percentage of their constituency is Latino. They put out mailers with Pete Wilson's picture on it, reminding people, you know, what the, I swear to God, to this day, to the last election cycle. And it still has resonance here. Pete Wilson is now a lobbyist. Our former governor is now a lobbyist in Sacramento. About a year or 2 years ago, he came out and he did some kind of a press briefing with some reporters and basically said, I can't believe that I'm getting blamed for all this. But to this day, we have Democratic consultants in this town that have like a file folder filled with Pete Wilson photos. You know, so that when they get into a tight election and there's Latinos in the district, they, you know, laser print out a couple of pictures of Pete Wilson. Or listen, if there's a photo of you as a Republican wannabe office holder standing in a room within 10 feet of Pete Wilson. You cannot win an election in any type of mixed district, and you could never win statewide. I mean, to this day. And that is what I predict is going to happen to the GOP nationally. Jason, you're on the Jay Marvin Show with Mario Solis Maric. Welcome.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I am doing very well. Thanks for having me on. You know, I wasn't going to call in this morning because, I listen to Jay all the time, and I'm enjoying what you have to say, but you started talking about immigration. I just got to tell you, I am sick and tired of living in a country that claims to be Christian and cannot live up to Christian values that it espouses. This boils down to a couple of very simple facts the immigration debate does. It's quite simple. The Pew Hispanic Research poll, I believe in the spring of 2005, released a study that indicated that 1 in 4 agricultural workers were immigrants of questionable status, workers of undocumented status, 1 in 6 hotel workers, and 1 in 7 construction workers. The reason why these people are coming here is because we, as Americans, like to buy cheap goods. And in order for that to happen, if businesses know that, they have to have cheap labor in order to produce cheap goods. So let's think about this. All of our food is pre-processed and pre-packaged. So we go to Subway, we're buying food that's been pre-processed and pre-packaged by people who are making who knows how little wages
right.
in the processing plants. When we stay at cheaphotels.com or we go to hotels.com
right.
to get cheap hotel rooms, it's because mates are working for very little to keep those hotel rooms cheap and inexpensive. And finally, I just want to sum it up. People need to reread Matthew chapter 20, verses 1 through 16, the parable of the laborers in the field and the manor holder. When he went out to the field and the first thing in the morning and said, all of you come in and I will pay you a penny for your day's labor. 3 hours later, he did the same thing. Right up until it was 1 hour before dusk, and he said, go out and I will pay you for your day's labor, whatever is worthy. And then he gave everybody a penny. And the people that were there first, like Pat Buchanan and the rest of them,
right.
started screaming, how dare you make these people equal to us? How dare you make them equal unto us? And the Lord of the Manor said, hey, wait a second, you got what you were paid, you got what we agreed to. What's your problem? Everybody's equal in my eyes, they deserve just as much as you do, and I'm sorry. Anybody who claims to be a Christian and wants to espouse anything other than a full equality and treatment of our brothers and sisters from south of the border or from wherever they be and on this planet just needs to reread their Christian scriptures and understand what the Lord said. I'm done. I'm sorry. I'm not even a Christian, and it just ticks me off.
Thank you, Jason, for your call. Man, thank you very much for your call. I didn't even know what to say about that. That is an incredible. I actually had somebody, and by the way, Jason called at 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. I actually had a minister read that to me about a year and a half ago when we were talking about kind of the moral implications of this current debate. And it's one of those things that stuck with me, but it's like you always forget about it. As you know, when you're talking to folks or when you're in the middle of a debate, right? And Jason really, brings it home. But at the end of the day, this is an extremely complicated situation. And people have very strong feelings about it, on both sides of the issue. And what happened last week is only going to cement in the minds of, if Hispanic voters, Latino voters, the fact that there is a particular party in this country, the Republican Party, that will cater to the worst, the worst fear mongers in the lot. And while we do have, in my opinion, some very weak-kneed Republicans on this, weak-kneed Democrats on this, we don't have anybody at the level that the Republican Party has where they're actually trying to, kind of profit from this and, really hammering home the anti-immigrant hysteria. And, as that kind of pervades the Latino media scene, the Republican brand gets bashed more and more and more. And if you look at the few, let me tell you something. You could find a way, and I don't know how you would do it, but you could find a way to lock down the borders tomorrow. You know, and there could be yet no new immigrants into no new Latino immigrants in this country. And you could even deport the 12, you know, of the 12 million undocumented, maybe 6 million are from south of the border. So you could deport the 6 million. And you would still have a demographic a shift in this country that would continue to punish the Republican Party. Dale, you're on the Jay Marvin Show with Mario Solis Marich. Dale, did we lose him?
I've got one of the biggest sugar beet programs in the state.
Uh-huh.
And I'll tell you, whether they're illegal or not, I got paperwork that says they can work for me. And I'll tell you, if I didn't have illegals or legals, whatever, but for Mexican citizens, I would go belly up. And I'll tell you, I think they contribute a heck of a lot more than they take from the system. They pay taxes, I take Social Security. I mean, I do everything legal on my end.
Right.
And all I can tell you is, these people didn't come here to bleed the system. They came here for a better life, no different than Irish or Italians or anything else. But let me add one more thing.
Yeah, Dale.
There's a lot of illegals from Eastern Europe and from Russia and from all other kind of places, and I don't see them coming to apply for jobs at my operation.
So, now, Dale, and thank you for calling. Let me ask you a question. Do people are saying, well, you hire those folks, you'd be able to hire citizens if you paid more.
Yeah,
what do you say to that?
If they want to pay, $9 for a bag of sugar, well, that's fine. but that ain't what they want to pay for a bag of sugar. If they want to stay in a Motel 6, they're going to pay $300. It ain't the plaza, my gosh. And the fact of the matter is, if they want a meal that is affordable and has quality, and they don't want to go to the Tavern on the Green in New York City,
right,
then they're going to have to accept the fact that this economic reality is what it is.
Hey, Dale, thank you for your call.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you. And Dale called at 303-713-7600. We're going to take a break here, and we'll take more of your calls right here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. My name is Mario Solis Marich, sitting in for Jay Marvin. It's 745. And now traffic with Aaron O'Neill.
We got an accident now hanging up that drive, getting across Aurora, northbound 225 at Alameda. A couple of cars banged it up, and we are seeing backups past Mississippi, so might want to have a couple extra minutes there. Southbound side of 225, starting drag from after Parker Road down towards the I-25 merge, but it's a pretty good drive for I-25, either side downtown to the Denver Tech Center. A lot of traffic eastbound C-470 as you make that turn into the Sunshine. We're seeing backups from Kipling getting out past Wadsworth. Southbound I-25, though, slowest ride this morning, starting from 104th all the way into downtown. Looking at your weather for today, it's going to be a sunny and hot one. We're reaching for 100 degrees today, with maybe a few isolated afternoon showers. We're still at 70, though. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760 Progressive Talk. The Regional Air Quality Council urges you to take care of our summer air. You can reduce ozone pollution by tuning up your vehicle and checking.
CheaperUsedAutos.com, where you'll always find the best used car prices. Thinking about hitting the road this summer, but you really want to do it in an SUV? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, you'll always find an incredible selection of SUVs, all makes and models, foreign and domestic, each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have the SUV you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Irregular monthly rates apply. Service is not available in all areas. Speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Restrictions apply. Call Comcast for details.
Cynicism runs crazy in this society, doesn't it? And one of the big places there's cynicism is towards automobile dealers. And I've always said on the air, any group of people you talk about, there's always going to be a lot of good people, and then there's going to be some bad people. Well, let me tell you about some good people. Rocky's Autos. Rocky's Autos is the place to go to buy a clean, late-model used vehicle, car, truck, van, minivan, or SUV. They now have over 650 vehicles on the lot. The matching down incentive is going on, which helps lower your car payment. And they got great people working there, like my friends Tom and Marv Alshear, Spanky Herrera, Fred Labrato, Gerard Menard, Johnny Mays, Adolph, Juan. The list of people just goes on and on. There's over 100 people working there, and they're there for one reason, and that's to serve you. I can't think of a better place to go than Rocky's Autos. Check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com. Pre-qualify for a car loan, or just look at the inventory. I think you'll be really thrilled. Rocky's Autos, they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Check them out. They're at the corner of 63rd and Federal. Tell them J. Marvin sent you.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
For your free CD, call today. 1-800-351-1624.
This works. Call the number.
800-351-1624. 800-351-1624.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick? Beat yourself up or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence in dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-500-5509. 1-800-500-5509. That's 1-800-500-5509.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now, you've got J. Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
7:50. This is Mario Solis Maric on AM 760. Buenos dias. Good morning. 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. Talking about the impact that the failure of immigration reform is going to have on the Republican Party. Let us know what you think. 303-713-7600. Richard from Denver, you're on the J. Marvin Show on AM 760.
Good morning, Mario.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm great. I just had a comment on your last two callers. The Sugar Beet gentleman, I believe that if he can't make a living hiring legal legal people in this country, then he shouldn't be running a business in a capitalistic society.
Wow.
And the gentleman who was railing on and on about the intolerance that Christians show toward illegal immigrants, I believe that that gentleman was railing on and on in an intolerant manner of his own, and the melodrama of it almost made me throw up.
Well, keep a bag, barf bag by you, because what I'm saying you might not appreciate either. But let me ask you a couple questions, Richard.
Sure.
The you say, I don't know where to start with you, but you say the guy, the beet farmer, that if he can't make a living, then he shouldn't live. He shouldn't be able to have a business in a capitalistic society. Now, are you...
No. I said making a living. He said that if he didn't hire illegal immigrants,
right,
he'd be out of business.
Right. And you say
that's the way it goes.
That's the way it goes. So you would be opposed to all the farm subsidies and all the pharmaceutical subsidies and all the international trade subsidies that our government provides?
No, it's not that... That's not completely the way I feel, but generally speaking,
well, then
why, said,
why,
yes.
Would, why would okay? So you do. So you believe, for instance, that that generally speaking, for instance, the pharmaceutical companies shouldn't be able to get free research from the NIH.
I don't know what the NIH is.
The National Institutes of Health. I mean, we spend billions of dollars subsidizing drugs, drug development for pharmaceutical companies.
This is not a matter of black and white, Mario. This is
Let me clarify my question because you started off. You're saying now it's not a black and white situation, but you started your call with a black and white statement saying, well, if he can't make money as a beet farmer without hiring undocumented people, then he shouldn't be able to survive in a capitalistic society.
Well,
and now you're telling me it's not black and white.
That's contrary to Econ 101.
Right. So it is black and white.
My problem is this. Everybody's talking about that the illegal immigrants, that they take jobs that nobody else will take. I believe that to be nonsense. I once heard a person, an agricultural person from Washington on the TV, I believe it was, say that she couldn't hire people for, I think it was $74 an hour. Absurd. Now, I want to ask this. If all these wages are so low that are being paid to these all these hardworking immigrants, and believe me, I've helped many of them in my day, in my situation, in my profession, but if they're making such little money, I want to know, number one, and then they're taking half of that money and sending it home, and the other portion they're paying their taxes. How do they live here? Where do they live? Those of us who are from Southern California know where they live. They live in our canyons. They urinate in our canyons. They defecate in our canyons.
Oh, Richard,
they
you're just...
Excuse me.
You know, no,
they
Richard, you know what? I'm sorry. I'm not going to just let you lie, you know, sit here and lie in the air. You're talking about, like many other parts of this country, we have homelessness, you know, in Southern California, and that's what you're talking about. But while you say that, you say they are. As in, and when you use that language, you talk as if you're talking about all undocumented people. They are defecating in our canyons. Well, that's just a ridiculous statement. You go to Bank of America. Wait a minute, Richard. Thank you for your call. Thank you for your call. But let me tell you something. Go to Bank of America and ask them, in their estimation, how many immigrants they have sold mortgages to in the last 4 years in Southern California. And go to South Central Los Angeles and go up and down the streets there and find out how many of those homes, in your estimation, were bought by immigrants. In the last 10 years, the revival of any part of this city has to do with immigrants buying their first homes. And yet you paint a picture somehow selectively of people defecating in our canyons. For those of you who don't know Los Angeles, you can't get to the canyon in time to pee if you're in the city. It takes you like an hour to get to the canyon. So Richard was using broad-based inflammatory language to make some point, which I don't understand, because he started off his conversation making a black and white point, saying if the guy can't survive without undocumented workers, his business should close down. And yet then later on he says he doesn't think things are black and white. You know, and then he says people are defecating in canyons that live an hour and a half away from a freaking canyon. So I'm not sure what that call was about. David in Denver, you're on with Mario Solis Marich.
Hey, I'm actually don't have really good liberal credentials because I'm a landlord, you know. But
well, I'm a small business guy, so
yeah. Well, yeah. This is in the area of small business. I have 6 units in a very Hispanic part of Denver.
Mm-hmm.
And end up renting units. I don't seek out illegal aliens, but I have a lot of tenants who are illegal aliens, and sometimes it's a legal person rents, and then they invite the cousins in. But at any rate, this guy who just called, I just have to say, he is an incredible bigot. Basically, he wants to paint with a very broad brush. And
right.
Most of the immigrants who come here work hard, I know, because I rent to them, and they work their tails off, I got to tell you. And not only that, in my various properties, I pay at least $30,000 a year in property tax.
Exactly.
Supports our school. So guess who's paying that property tax? The people who rent my apartments. So, once again, you know, the old, so
saw about how immigrants don't pay any taxes is totally false. They do pay taxes. They pay sales tax. They pay my property tax.
Exactly, right.
And also, a lot of times, even if they use phony Social Security numbers, they're still paying Social Security tax, and they never get it back.
You know, thank you for your call and for pointing out the logic. I appreciate it. This is Mario Solis Maric sitting in for J. Marvin, 303-713-7600. It is 8 o'clock.
While you're at your computer, there's AM 760, Progressive Talk on AM760.net. Log on and listen live. Every guest, every show, every day. Courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver. AM 760, Progressive Talk is online at AM760.net.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing phase. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 303-487-6880. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. 303-487-6880. Some fees do apply.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedatani. The man whose job is to keep America safe says we are safe for now. But Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff tells the CBS News Early Show, Britain's latest terrorism scare shows we can't afford to let our guard down.
We need to be vigilant, both with respect to external threats and the possibility of something here at home.
In this country, airport security, seen and unseen, has been stepped up.
There's a lot of barricades along the area, which was more than we've seen before.
Overseas, British authorities have arrested two more suspects. That's a total of seven in custody in connection with the attack on the airport in Glasgow, Scotland, and two failed car bombings in London.
There's a lot of amazement and indeed horror that two of the suspects were apparently doctors. And CBS News has just learned this morning that at least one of them was posting radical blogs on an Islamic website as early as 2005.
CBS's Elizabeth Palmer reporting from London. Good intentions don't always produce good results.
Thanks for being responsible when you celebrate.
You'll be the designated driver.
A study by Brigham Young University researchers finds that most young people zone out when beer and liquor companies tell them to drink responsibly.
It's nice that those responsibility messages are there, but adolescents don't see them. It's as if they were invisible.
Lead author Stephen Thompson says if advertisers mean what they say, they'll make the warnings more prominent. Well, most of the time, Osawatomie, Kansas, sits between two rivers. At the moment, it sits under a river of flood water from days of heavy rain.
It's a travesty to everybody here, and not only my business and other business owners, but the homeowners, too.
It's the same story in Wichita Falls, Texas. CBS's Hari Srinivasan is there.
You see cars completely submerged. You see small sort of bubbles of water coming up, which you can only assume are perhaps natural gas lines. So it's kind of an unsafe situation all around. You know, the authorities are concerned about contaminants in the water. They want people to get tetanus shots if they've been standing in it or exposed to it.
We've been kidnapped. Please call the police and help us. That's the text message David Deganian sent his brother when he and a second Atlanta lawyer were abducted from a nightclub Saturday night. It worked.
I texted my brother, who, thank God, didn't think it was a joke when I said that someone had taken me.
Police tracked down two suspects by tracing a credit card they stole from one of the men. The lawyers were found unharmed in a South Atlanta home. Clarion Health is a company that wants healthy employees. So beginning in 2 years, Clarion will charge workers extra for health insurance coverage if they smoke or ignore health risks. At Wimbledon, three-time British Open champ Venus Williams rallied to beat Akiko Morigami in third-round play. The match was suspended because of rain on Saturday. Maria Sharapova is up next for Williams. In early Wall Street trading, the market is rallying. The Dow Industrials are ahead 86 points. The NASDAQ Composite is up 21. This is CBS News.
Do you have a big presentation coming up? Need great-looking documents done right and on time? The Office Depot Design Print and Ship Depot will take care of it. Only at Office Depot will you find Xerox-certified print specialists to make sure your job is done right, guaranteed. Stop by an Office Depot store or visit us online 24/7 to request professionally prepared documents. Xerox-certified print specialists, only at Office Depot, where we guarantee your documents are done right.
The new Die Hard Platinum presents Under the Hood with Positive and Negative.
Hey, Negative, you see what Bob just installed in the back seat for the kids?
Muzzles, I hope.
No, DVD monitors. Isn't that cool?
Great. First the GPS, now DVD players and monitors. It's a lot of juice for us to pump out.
What, can't handle it?
Look, if Bob wants to install a chandelier for a dome light, I can handle it.
The new Die Hard Platinum battery with Evolution technology. Available at Sears and Sears.com/platinum. More starting power, more reserve power. Die Hard. Spiral AGM batteries.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Five more Fort Carson soldiers have been killed in Iraq. It's the single biggest loss suffered by a Fort Carson unit since the war began. All the men died of wounds suffered in a single attack in Baghdad. Officials at Colorado Springs Airport say they're conducting random searches of vehicles approaching the terminal after this week's terrorist attack in Scotland. So what about DIA?
Shouldn't be anything too extensive, but a few extra minutes would be good.
Officials won't say what kind of additional security measures are being implemented at the Denver plain place. An especially trained unit of the Colorado State Patrol is now joining the effort to catch illegal immigrants in Colorado.
Our main focus is targeting smuggling and trafficking of illegal aliens through the state of Colorado and on our highways. We also look at criminal aliens, aggravated felons that are previously deported, things of that nature.
The two dozen members of the unit have been trained by federal immigration officers. The operation expected to cost about $2.2 million. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And starting to see a few more problems on the highways right now, including an accident north Bend I-25 just north of Alameda. Those vehicles should be over to the shoulder by now, but it's going to be a little bit heavy if you're coming up through the bridges, so be ready for those delays. South Bend I-25 has been a slow ride off that north end from 104th to 84th. Again, approaching I-70 down through Spear. Still trying to wrap up on a crash northbound 225 near Alameda. That pushed that traffic back towards Iliff. A southbound side of 225 is busy from after Parker Road as you head on in. And a rollover crash on that on-ramp coming off of Lincoln Avenue getting onto South Bend I-25. But it's drawn a lot of looks from folks on the highway. It's a little bit slow as you pass Lincoln Avenue. Your security wait time, about 15 minutes. And your weather today, sunny and hot. A few isolated afternoon showers and a high of 100 degrees. We're at 73 now. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Summer is full of celebrations. The next time you need a gift in a hurry, stop by King Soopers for a great selection of gift cards. You'll find cards for travel, dining, shopping, and more, all in one easy stop. Only at your neighborhood King Soopers. Right store, right price.
I'm John Hope Bryant, founder of Operation Hope.
I'm Andrew Young, spokesman for Operation Hope. You know, the challenge of our time is to make free enterprise and democracy work for ordinary people, people that don't have a guaranteed inheritance and that don't have a guaranteed job anymore.
Because it's not about making more money. It's about making better decisions with the money you make. If you need a little hope, call 877-592-HOPE, 877-592-4673.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
And this is Mario Solis Maric. I'm sitting in for Jay Marvin. It's 8:07 here on the Jay Marvin Show. You could give me a call at 303-713-7600. How are you, Turk?
I'm hanging in, man.
Good.
Hanging in.
Good. Hey, by the way, what's the weather like over there today?
It's supposed to be over 100 degrees. We're supposed to be setting records today.
Oh, that's a record to set. You know, come to think of it, I've never been there during the summer. No, that's not true. I worked on a project there. I spent 2 summers there once, or 2 weeks during summer there. But I don't remember it being that hot.
It can get hot, but, you know, it's that dry hot that kind of gets to you here.
That's the dry heat. spent, for whatever crazy reason, I went to Palm Springs on Saturday thinking, like, I needed a day to cool out. It was 113 degrees.
Oh, my God. You know, that is miserable.
And I was thinking, what the heck was I? Usually it doesn't, you know, they tell you when you're booking a hotel over there, they'll tell you, hey, it doesn't really start getting hot here until, like, you know, July. And so I don't know why I thought that, you know, a couple days before July would be okay. But here I am, you know, like trying to walk around Palm Springs there's no air there. There's nothing but heat.
Have you ever had heat exhaustion or a heat stroke?
When I was a kid. It happened to me once when I was a kid.
And it happened to me once, too, and it happened at the most inopportune time ever.
Yeah? Yeah?
I was at a Grateful Dead concert in Las Vegas.
I knew you were going to...
I think it was in May, maybe beginning of June.
I was going to ask you if you were at a concert. I love those people who pass out at concerts. Did you do that?
I didn't pass out. I was completely with it. And I was just dancing there. I was kind of dancing behind my girlfriend at the time, and... You know, and for some reason I felt it come up. I was able to swallow it, the first time, and then it came up and shot out my nose all over my wife. And I probably barfed on about 150 different deadheads.
But since it was a group of deadheads, nobody noticed, probably.
No, they all noticed. And you know, so I'm totally with it. I'm like, I'm so sorry. And I'm just, and it's just projectile. It was the most miserable thing ever. I felt so bad. I left the arena.
I love those. Yeah, that would do it. I guess
I didn't want anybody else to see the rest of the show.
Right. I love people who pass out at concerts and then they have to get the ambulance and everybody has to move and nobody ever does in time and all that stuff.
It was like, I was thinking maybe that was one of you. Sandboard Silver Bowl, and they have that concrete floor, and I think it was about 115 that day, and they said with the index and the concrete, it was about 130 degrees on the floor that day.
Yeah, people don't realize that heat exhaustion is not fun. And it's that, you know, somehow when they show it on the movies, people, like, pass out very quietly. It's not like that. It's like, it's convulsive. It's basically bad news.
Yeah, I didn't drink enough water that day. So, you know, if you're going to be in that kind of heat, drink water.
Like today. You should, we should put it out there. If, you know, if you have a heart condition or if you're, you know, if you're elderly, just turn on your home radio, stick with us. I'll be here for a couple more hours, and then, you know, then we have Tom Hartman afterwards. So you could just, you know, turn on the air conditioner, stay in, or get to a cooling center and take your little, you know, radio with you. And you could call us from anywhere at 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600, just like Rick from Blackhawk did. Rick, you're on the Jay Marvin Show with Mario Solis Marich on AM 760.
Well, good morning. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad. I just have some questions on illegal immigration.
Yeah.
Okay. First of all, what is illegal? How would you define illegal?
Well, I mean, I think that the people that defy illegal is because there is a civil infraction that occurs when people overstay their visa or come over without documentation.
Okay. So it's an illegal activity.
It is an illegal activity in that it is a civil violation. It is not a misdemeanor. It's not the level of a misdemeanor, and it's not the level of a felony. But it is a civil violation.
Okay, so And so the illegals that come over, they work here in America.
The people that come over illegally.
Right, they work here in America.
Yes.
And do they get paid minimum wage?
Well, I would think that many of them do and that some of them don't, and some of them make better than minimum wage.
Okay. The ones that make less than minimum wage, then aren't the employers who are hiring them breaking the law?
Could you tell me where the point? We're playing 20 questions here. Could you make your point?
Okay. My point is that there are laws.
Right.
Laws about coming across the border without, you know, proper documentation.
Right.
Okay, there are laws about minimum wage.
Right.
Okay, they're saying that employers are making profits because they can hire low-paid workers.
Some people are saying that.
Right. So if the people were legal, went through the process, then they'd be covered by minimum wage, and then that would not be an issue.
But see, Rick, this is the problem. Let me tell you, because you bring up some interesting questions, and they're like the typical questions that are out there, and I want to take this opportunity to dispel some myths.
Thank you.
Okay. Rick, there is, and I don't know if you're getting the echo there, John, but I am a little bit. But Rick, there is, when you say if these people came over legally, first of all, let me clarify something. Half of the people that are currently undocumented in this country came over legally, and they've overstayed their visas. So that's so you know, and it's a nuance, but it is an important nuance, because there's always these images that we see on TV that are perpetuated by Lou Dobbs and stuff of people jumping over the fence or running across the street and stuff. That is not the majority of people in this country that are undocumented, you know, that come over in that way. Okay, about half of the people that are undocumented came over legally and overstayed their visas. Another half, and of the other half, not all of them like jump over the border like you see on TV. Okay, so that's one issue. The other issue is that people that are here without documentation, regardless of how they got here, many are making minimum wage, or the majority, or more than minimum wage, have presented phony documentation to employers. Their employers are turning around and paying into the Social Security system and paying taxes, you know, et cetera. So those people are contributing, you know, into like the, you know, everything else that people pay into to sustain services, et cetera. So it's like this very complex picture of, you know, of who these people are, how they got here, and, you know, et cetera. Employers will say, and I'm not saying that all employers are non-exploitive of these workers. There are certainly some very bad employers that are taking advantage of the legal status or the lack of a legal status of their workers. That being said, there are a great deal, and perhaps the majority of workers, of employers, that are, you know, picking these people out of the labor pool, that are paying them the same as they pay, you know, people with legal standing, etc. There's never been an intent survey about how that works out. But for instance, I'll guarantee you right now that Walmart, you know, has people working at it that don't have documentation. I'm going to tell you right now, Disneyland has people that are working with it that have presented phony documentation. Just statistically, it's true. And so, you know, we can't, like, you know, I know that there's this image out there of who these people are and the evil employers and what they're doing to them. But it's all been fabricated. And I always go back to a premise, and that premise is this. If the other side has to fabricate an image in order to sell their policy, that means there's something wrong with their policy. If their policy could stand on its own, and if their policy was worth supporting, they wouldn't have to lie and distort, you know, the facts and present misinformation in order to sell that policy. And that the same people that are selling this policy, that's an anti-immigrant policy, are the same people that sold us the war, are the same people that have sold us that tax cuts for the rich would work for everybody. They're the same people over and over and over again. So they, from my point of view, are suspect to begin with. But at any time, right or left, center, upside down, whatever, if somebody has to distort the debate in order to sell you their policy, that means that they know that their policy cannot stand on its own. My name is Mario Solis Marich. I'm sitting in for Jay Marvin. It's 17 minutes after the hour. You could give me a call at 303-713-76.
Philips is proud to sponsor Live Earth in their global movement to solve the climate crisis. Live Earth will take place on July 7th as 9 major cities from around the world will provide 24 hours of music to highlight the problems and solutions to climate change. Philips is providing sensible and simple solutions through energy-efficient lighting to help solve the problem of climate change. Join us in the movement to make a simple switch today. Philips, sense and simplicity.
Michigan Avenue getting onto southbound I-25, and all the flashing lights drawing a lot of looks from passersby. Southbound 225 loaded up on that approach to Colfax, again from just after Parker Road, and northbound recovering from earlier problems around Alameda. Still slow ride from Iliff as you head on up. Weather today, sunny and hot, few isolated afternoon showers and a high of 100. We're at 73 now. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Nobody makes a better breakfast than Sonic. They have toaster sandwiches, the Supersonic Breakfast Burrito, Sunshine Smoothies, Kids Wacky Packs, and more. Best of all, Sonic, your morning drink stop, serves breakfast all day long.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-500-5509. 1-800-500-5509. That's 1-800-500-5509.
Hi, welcome to Lowe's. How can I help you?
I've got a few days off for July 4th, so I'm doing a big paint job.
Well, your timing couldn't be better. Because today, if you spend $299 or more and put everything on your Lowe's consumer credit card, you can ask for special financing for 12 months.
On everything?
On everything.
On this ladder?
On everything.
On this power paint sprayer?
On everything.
On this fencing?
On everything.
That's right. Just spend $299 or more on your Lowe's consumer credit card, and you can ask for special financing for 12 months on everything.
On the ceiling fan?
On everything. And now, via mail-in rebate, get $5 off 1 gallon and $20 off 5 gallons of Valspar interior and exterior paint. Plus, take 20% off all full-size gas grills and special order flooring, and 10% off all in-stock major appliance purchases, $397 or more. So come on down to Lowe's Big July 4th event this weekend. Save big. Lowe's. Let's build something together. See store for details.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
Hey, have you checked the forecast for this weekend?
Yeah, the dining room's turning from mostly drab to sunny yellow.
Oh.
And the bathroom will be a mix of warm blue and white accents.
Nothing changes the outlook for your weekend and the whole look of your home, like $6 off 1 gallon cans and $25 off 5 gallon buckets of Behr paint by mail-in rebate. Now at the Home Depot.
Well, I guess that means we're painting, huh?
Here's your brush.
You can do it. We can help. Valid through July 7th in U.S. only. Void where prohibited. See store for details.
Travelocity presents the amazing international sale.
I need the big suitcase.
Save $150 on a six-night vacation to the Caribbean.
In goes my parrot.
Europe.
Lederhosen.
Mexico.
The fancy sombrero.
Asia.
My kimono.
And Australia.
And a didgeridoo.
Save $150 now. Just book with your MasterCard card.
Don't let the world pass you by, you silly muffins. Book now.
Restrictions apply. Visit Travelocity.com now for details. Travelocity. You'll never roam alone.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
After the 4th of July, the Democrats are looking to revolt on Iraq. There'll be a new push for a different policy. Senator Jack Reed will join us with the plan. CNN's White House correspondent Ed Henry joins us. The latest on immigration, if there is a next step. And a new study shows the best and worst traffic in America. How do you feel about your travel coming up over the 4th? We'll take your calls and have the latest news Monday on the Ed Schultz Show.
Ed Schultz, today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
821, my name is Mario Solis Maric. I'm sitting in for Jay Marvin today and tomorrow. And you could give me a call, 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. Also, you could email me at mario@mylatinonews.com, mario@mylatinonews.com. Steve in Broomfield, you're on the Jay Marvin Show with Mario on AM 760.
Mario, how are you today?
Good. How are you?
Good. Good. Hey, listening to your conversation, I agree with some of your points. I agree specifically with your comments regarding distortion of information. And unfortunately, I'm going to have to call you on a couple of them there.
Go for it.
All right, man. The first one is, why do you refer to folks with concerns of illegal immigration as anti-immigration? Instead of, you know, opposed to illegal immigration.
Well, because when, and the reason I do, because, as you probably well know, Steve, there is a core of people in this country, and Tom Tancredo comes to mind, who have publicly stated that they're anti-immigration. and Pat Buchanan, who's written a book about it, who is specifically anti-Latino immigration, legal or illegal. And so that, you know, I can't ignore that those people exist and that those people happen to be at the core of what is the current movement. So when I'm talking about people that are anti-immigrant, those are specifically the people that I'm talking about. What was your next question?
Yeah, I think it'd be good to clarify that, though, because, you know, I'm in the center politically. I think this is an issue. I'm opposed to illegal immigration. I have no concerns at all about legal immigration, and I think it's an important resource for our country. Second point, you mentioned the taxes paid by the illegal immigrants, but the facts are that folks who are here illegally overall, and there's individuals obviously in this population, but overall have a net tax cost to the country. Why isn't that mentioned?
Well, I mean, you just mentioned it, and we gave you some space to mention it, and I'm glad you did, because let me tell you about those statistics, okay? The fact is that if you take any household that is making less than, I would say, you know, kind of, it depends on state to state, but, you know, less than a certain amount of money, and that household has a couple of kids in school, okay? And you count that their kids' schooling as a cost, right? As a social service cost. And then you add that into, you know, what folks are paying in taxes, you will come out with a net loss for most families under a certain income level, regardless of their legal status. Now that being said, like the gentleman who called earlier, what people don't do is they don't count in the property taxes that renters contribute to. And if I don't know if you were listening earlier, but we had somebody who rents apartments, and he is suspecting that a number of the people that he rents to are here without documentation. He says, look it, those people pay me rent, and therefore I'm able to pay property taxes. So basically, they are paying property taxes. Those people are not counted as paying property taxes. Right. And so when you look at the numbers, it'll turn out as like, look at they. And by the way, their kids might even be citizens because they were born here. So, but let's say they aren't. But if you take a look and you count their schooling as a quote unquote social services, a social service that's a cost to the system, and you don't, you know, follow the money trail to show how they are actually paying property taxes, then you are going to come up with a net loss like you would with any family on the state under a certain income level, depending, of course, on what, you know, what the income level is for that state. Did you have another point, Steve?
Correct, but what you're doing is trying to take away from the true facts. And the point is,
no,
that
I just gave you facts, Steve. I just gave you facts. You asked me.
Let me finish. Let me finish, man. Okay. I mean, you went on a long one right there.
Well, yeah, it's my show. Things, I'm sending for Jay. You're
okay.
Not.
Okay. Well, let me do one if you don't mind. And that is that the folks who are coming in general, and almost by definition, illegal immigrants are coming in at the lower payer jobs. So it's not a criticism, it's just a fact of life.
Well, Steve,
are going to be at lower incomes so that they will
Steve,
have a
but
net
first
cost.
Of all, once again, you know, we're targeting a certain group of immigrants in that conversation, which is fine. But I will go further, and I will tell you that if you look at the actual facts and you follow the money trail, what you will find is that versus what most immigrants contribute, if you look at the whole picture, versus what they take out, you will find that it is an even or that, you know, Well,
no,
I'm going to tell you, Steve,
no,
we disagree,
to,
but take a look. And thank
for
you for your call. I have to take another call now, Steve, but look at the state of Texas. The Secretary of State in Texas did this very analysis, and in Texas they came up with what I'm telling you. And you could look it up on the internet, Google Texas immigrant, you know, just put Texas immigrant study economy, and it'll come up for you. Dennis in Denver, you're on AM 760 on the Jay Marvin Show with Mario.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm wondering about, like, I mean, why are we having such a heated national debate about all this when the salient fact in all of this is that these people are here illegally. They have entered the country illegally. This whole thing about this apologist movement for whether or not they contribute to the economy and whether or not we need them, first of all, I don't buy that. This whole thing that they only take jobs that Americans don't want to do, the thing is, like, if you put any of this stuff on a flow chart, this matches almost exactly the time frame of the rise of the Republican right with Reagan and the freeze of the minimum wage. This is clearly part of an effort to bring in cheap labor because they want a narrow concentration of wealth in this country. And all they want to do is
all the more reason to create a legalization process, because once you have people out of the shadows, and then you could be able to organize them, you could be able to make sure that they're being treated fairly, and then if in fact this is a conspiracy to do what you're saying, then the way to thwart it is to create a path to citizenship. I mean, and to create a legalization option.
Yeah, but the thing is, that's like, somehow that, like, we have to apologize. It is, the onus is on the citizens of this country to somehow apologize, in effect, for the crime that has been committed by entering the country illegally.
But see, Dennis, no one's asking you to apologize. I mean, it turns into an emotional issue. And this is the problem with the debate. This is not about asking, you know, for an apology or it's about facing reality. And it's like, look it. We currently have in this country 12 million people without documentation. What are we going to do about it, Dennis? What are we going
to
do about it?
Criminals that need to be deported.
Hey, let me ask you a question, Dennis. If when somebody gets a misdemeanor speeding ticket, are they a criminal?
Yes.
Okay. Have you gotten a ticket like that?
No.
In your entire life? You've never had a traffic ticket?
I don't drive.
Huh?
Okay, that is such a specious
argument. No, well, answer my question. Answer my question.
No, I'm not going to answer it. This,
okay.
Like, I mean,
well, Dennis, thank you for your call. But see, Dennis, the reason I bring up the question is because coming over the, you know, people don't like the reality of this. And if you don't like the reality of this, then try to change the law, which was tried and it failed. But let me tell you something. This, coming over the border without documentation is a civil violation, which is less than a misdemeanor, which is less than a felony. So it currently on the books right now, if you believe, and if you want to use the inflammatory language that, quote, these people are criminals, then you must, in order to be consistent, apply that same language to the teenager that got pulled over today and given a ticket for going 80 in a 65-mile zone. Because legally, that's the framework. You could change the framework if you like. You could work on that. They tried to make it a felony last year, and that blew up as well. But if you're claiming to be accurate in your language, then if you're going to call people without documentation criminals, then the same applies to Little Joe, who just got busted for going 85. My name's Mario Solis Maric. This is the J. Marvin Show. 303-713-7600. You're listening to AM 760. And now, Aaron O'Neill.
We're seeing a lot of recovery from our highways around town, although a fresh problem just popped up on your drive. South Bend I-25, as you're getting into the downtown area, have a crash with the left lane blocked right around I-70. So that's going to quickly back that traffic back up towards 58 before too long. We're still a little bit heavy eastbound 270 as you get across Commerce City. Southbound 225, still pretty busy from Yosemite down towards the Denver Tech Center merge. And westbound I-76 filled in from 74th over towards I-25. But no delays, C-470 or 6th Avenue, they both look great, so do both directions of the Boulder Turnpike. Looking at your weather for today, sunny and a hot one, up to 100 for a...
Where's that big sale?
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
O'Neill, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Where's that big sale?
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
Looks like a great day to barbecue. So why not head to Walmart's Backyard Barbecue Aisle? It has everything you need for your...
Wells Fargo customers enjoy Colorado Rockies baseball with an exclusive Wells Fargo offer. 2-for-1 club-level seats. Visit Wells Fargo for details. Wells Fargo, official bank of the Colorado Rockies. Don't miss out on your 2-for-1 club-level seats when the Rockies take on the Mets.
Our freedom on Independence Day.
Proceeds benefiting the ACLU.
Find more info on am760.net.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing phase. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 303-487-6880. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. 303-487-6880. Some fees do apply.
Imagine it's July 4th, 2025. Oil hit $200 a barrel today, and nobody cared. Help us achieve energy independence and make the Middle East and OPEC strategically irrelevant. Join us at EI2025.org. We can achieve energy independence by the year 2025, but we need your help and your voice. We are Americans for Energy Independence. EI2025.org.
Have you been financially unlucky, accumulated thousands of dollars in credit card debt? Congratulations! Today is finally your lucky day. Today's the day you'll cut your monthly payments by up to half, stop the collection calls, and get on the road to being debt-free. Just call Credit Guard of America now. We can get you out of debt quickly and easily.
Credit Guard of America has given me hope.
For free information, call 1-800-500-8856. 1-800-500-8856. 1-800-500-8856.
Business owners, if you want half-off paper clips, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. For your free information, call 800-300-5581. That's 800-300-5581. 800-300-5581.
You've got the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
And AM760.net.
That's not right. 8:35. My name is Mario Solis Marich. I'm sitting in for Jay Marvin on the Jay Marvin Show. Jay is on vacay. So I'll be here today and tomorrow. You could give me a call at 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. Chuck from Denver, you're on with Mario on the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760.
Good morning. Thank you for filling in for Jay and for discussing this important issue.
Well, you're welcome, Chuck. What's up?
I have some questions. We need to look at this problem from the point of view of the computer data. I'm a little nervous that I'm a first-time caller. But a couple of questions come into mind right away. If you have a non-existent Social Security or taxpayer ID,
right,
someone should notice, you know, money coming in
right
from nowhere. Number two, if you have a duplicate ID, someone should notice money coming in from two different places.
Right.
So I infer that the system that the government uses is broken.
No, and you know
it's
what?
It's overwhelmed by right. the number, sheer numbers of people and congestion and bad design.
Well, you know, from the get-go, Chuck, the system wasn't the revenue collection system of the U.S. government, especially the federal government, is only designed to do one thing. It's to collect revenue, and then when it's not collecting the proper amount of revenue off of an individual business, it's to go get it. You know, it really is not, you know, designed to do anything else. Like, for instance, on the phony Social Security front, many people have more than one job. And so it is not unusual for, you know, for Social Security contributions under the same Social Security number to be coming in from different sources. Because, you know, some people in this country, many people in this country have, you know, two jobs or maybe three jobs. And so that wouldn't necessarily be a red flag. So that's you know, just to kind of explain to you the complexity of the problem, right? We can't red flag everybody who has more than one job because, you know, their Social Security contributions are coming in from more than one source. And so that just shows you kind of a layer of problem. There was in this comprehensive immigration reform bill that was killed, you know, mostly by right-wing radio talk show hosts. There was a provision for a ID card that would take like a retina scan, you know, in order so that people could know exactly that the card that they were being presented with was of the person being presented to them. But even that was flawed. First of all, for civil libertarians, it's got major flaws, right? And there are civil libertarians both on the right and the left. You know, there are people that are afraid of big government, and deservedly so, in my opinion, both on the right and on the left political end of the spectrum. But the other problem is that the only way that type of a system works is if everybody's involved. Because what stops me from saying, well, you know, if I'm here, you know, which I was born here, so I'm a citizen, so I walk in to get a job, and I say, hey, you don't need to get my special card because I was born here. The guy goes, okay. Well, what keeps everybody else from saying that as well? Do you know what I mean? It only works, you know, this if we move into a national ID card system, which once again, you know, people on the right and the left have a problem with. So it's a very complicated problem to solve.
Yeah, I lived in Europe for 13 years. I got a ID number that took approximately 10 minutes. There's nothing attached to an ID number, but you need one to do everything.
Right.
So it's a very simple process, does not require retina scans or thumbprints or anything. On the other hand, the work permits are tightly regulated, but you need those ID numbers, and you need to have a unique one for every person.
Well,
and that's a simple computer problem, and I don't understand why hasn't our government come to that realization?
Well, I thank you for your call, but I think they did, and it unfortunately is not enough, because we have a situation where people would say, well, the unique ID number is the Social Security number.
Well, that's not true then.
Right. And so that's kind of the point. That's the dilemma here. That the, you know, and once again, and I appreciate your phone call, you point out some valid points, but at the end of the day, you know, the problem is more complex to solve than our systems are currently ready for. But I thank you for calling 303-713-7600. Victor in Boulder, you're on the J. Marvin Show with Mario Solis Maric.
Hey, Mario. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Yeah, I've got a kind of a different perspective. I've worked in Mexico as an illegal alien.
Okay.
And so I've noticed that there's a lot of Americans that have their colonias down there in Mexico, near, you know, Mazatlan and down throughout central Mexico. Mm-hmm. And a lot of Americans are moving to Costa Rica,
right,
all over Latin America. So it's interesting also. I wonder if you've ever seen a film with Humphrey Bogart called Treasure of the Sierra Madre.
Yes, that was a while ago, but yeah.
Yeah, in that film, you'll notice Humphrey Bogart gets a peso.
Uh-huh.
From a fellow American. And with that peso, he pays his hotel bill. He was overdue for a couple weeks. And he also gets himself a nice big breakfast, has his suit shined and a haircut.
Right.
And has enough money left over to buy himself a lottery ticket.
Right.
With one peso.
Right.
So that was actually true right before World War II. And the World Bank loaning money to Mexico, actually loaning money to the oligarchy there, and them, you know, squirreling it away
in Swiss bank accounts. That has destroyed the Mexican economy. And then you have NAFTA, which has permitted the sale of huge amounts of corn to Mexico, way below what a Mexican farmer can grow it at. So all that bankrupted, all the Mexican farmers. So they were out of work. And this is on purpose, I think, to get cheap labor here into the United States. I think that NAFTA was drafted by people with that specific goal in mind. And I think that a lot of people don't know that. And that's a shame that they don't know what their own government has been doing.
You know, Victor, I thank you for your call. You bring up so many points, and let me just say this about NAFTA. What you're seeing as the impact of NAFTA on, you know, on people, poor people from Mexico looking for work and, you know, having to go north in order to find it, was something that people who criticized NAFTA at the beginning of the North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA, were concerned about. And so there were provisions put into NAFTA to try to ameliorate that problem, to try to lessen that problem. And they, created, a NAD bank that was supposed to, help develop businesses that on the other side of the border that would help soften this problem, et cetera. And even those solutions, I always thought were not enough. They were still safeguards that were put in place.
Yeah, the only thing.
But they were never funded. But they were never. They were never funded.
This is going in there and just sucking up the Mexican
right.
economy.
Yeah, and they were never. But even the safeguard provisions, is my point, were never funded. They were never implemented. And what we have is kind of like the heavy hand of NAFTA without any of the softening language being implemented. And so you make some very valid points, and I appreciate your call.
Well, thank you.
And Victor called at 303-713-7600. And when we get back, we're going to change gears a little bit. We're going to talk about the upcoming presidential race. Barack Obama stunning the political world by coming in with more cash than any other presidential candidate in history has ever had at this point in the race. It's huge. And you know what? When we get back, I'm telling you why. It's only the tip of the iceberg. It's 8:45. My name is Mario Solis Marich. I'm sitting in for Jay Marvin on the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. And now traffic with Aaron O'Neill.
Definitely a lighter than average drive for a lot of our highways this morning. In fact, we never did really see any slowdowns for 6th Avenue, C-470, or the Boulder Turnpike. They all look great right now. We're starting to see I-25 break loose off that north end. In fact, we are back to normal southbound coming across Thornton and Northland. But you are going to hit delays from 58th Avenue getting down past I-70 because of a crash, a late accident we had. A left lane is blocked there. Southbound 225 still a little bit slow from Yosemite down towards I-25, but everywhere else we are pretty much back to normal. Looking at your weather for today, a sunny and hot one, up to 100 for a high with a few isolated afternoon showers. We're at 74 now. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Head up to Winter Park this summer and experience a thrilling ride down Colorado's longest alpine slide and pedal on over 600 miles of mountain bike trails. Save 10...
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
call 1-800-500-5509, 1-800-500-5509. That's 1-800-500-5509.
Imagine what your life would be like if over half your credit card debt was gone. No more creditors hounding you for payment, no more late fees and rising interest rates. You don't have to imagine life without credit card debt. You can call Financial Freedom of America for a free, no-obligation debt consultation. Their friendly staff will show you how they can wipe out 30 to 60% of your credit card bills. In fact, you won't have to pay back a penny of the debt they settle for you. Call to see how you can save thousands of dollars. Call for a free, no-obligation debt consultation. You need $10,000 in credit card debt to qualify. Not available in all states. The call is free. The consultation is free. The information could change your life. Call 800-595-9985. That's 800-595-9985. Don't wait another minute. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-595-9985. That's 800-595-9985. Call now. 800-595-9985.
Cynicism runs crazy in this society, doesn't it? And one of the big places there's cynicism is towards automobile dealers. And I've always said on the air, any group of people you talk about, there's always going to be a lot of good people, and then there's going to be some bad people. Well, let me tell you about some good people. Rocky's Autos. Rocky's Autos is the place to go to buy a clean, late-model used vehicle, car, truck, van, minivan, or SUV. They now have over 650 vehicles on the lot. The matching down incentive is going on, which helps lower your car payment. And they got great people working there, like my friends Tom and Marv Alshear, Spanky Herrera, Fred Labrato, Gerard Menard, Johnny Mays, Adolph, Juan. The list of people just goes on and on. There's over 100 people working there, and they're there for one reason, and that's to serve you. I can't think of a better place to go than Rocky's Autos. Check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com. Pre-qualify for a car loan, or just look at the inventory. I think you'll be really thrilled. Rocky's Autos, they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Check them out. They're at the corner of 63rd and Federal. Tell them J. Marvin sent you.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
Have you checked the forecast for this weekend?
Yeah, the dining room's turning from mostly drab to sunny yellow.
Oh.
And the bathroom will be a mix of warm blue and white accents.
Nothing changes the outlook for your weekend and the whole look of your home, like $6 off 1 gallon cans and $25 off 5 gallon buckets of Behr paint by mail-in rebate. Now at the Home Depot.
Well, I guess that means we're painting, huh?
Here's your brush.
You can do it. We can help. Valid through July 7th in U.S. only. Void where prohibited. See store for details.
At Check & Go, we have millions of satisfied customers.
And more than 10 years in business.
And you can get up to $1,000 at Check & Go.
There are a number of great reasons to visit Check & Go. And now at participating locations, through the end of June, you can get your first loan free of fees. The process is quick and easy, with no hassles. Visit CheckNGO.com for terms, store locations, or to get a loan online. Or call 1-800-561-CASH to speak to an associate 24/7. See website for additional disclosures and licensing information. Always use cash advances responsibly.
Right now, J. Marvin in your car. After the show, J. Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM 760.net.
850, this is Mario Solis Maric on AM 760. I'm sending for Jay, who's on vacation. I'll be in tomorrow as well. And you could give me a call at 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. Bruce from Denver, you're on the J. Marvin Show on AM 760.
Good morning, Mario.
Good morning, Bruce.
I just kind of wanted to follow on from the previous caller, Victor, about the impact of NAFTA, WTO, and IMF policies on the not just Central and South America, but all over the quote-unquote third world countries. And it's really hideous what the impacts those are having down there with their structural adjustment programs that they're forcing the countries to adopt. You know, that they're forcing these people off their lands and out of their own countries. And I'm sure you've read Confessions of an Economic Hitman by John Perkins. If you haven't, it's a great book. And his second one, which just came out, is called Secrets of the American Empire. And he was one of the agents that worked in that field of subverting Latin American and Indonesian and African countries, Middle East, all over, he worked all over the world.
Right.
Through getting.
I haven't read the book, but I definitely heard of him, and I've heard the interviews.
Oh, I'll tell you, you will be, especially his new one. Secrets of the American Empire, because he's got some incredible insights into what's going on in Central and Southern America right now, and the impacts that you know, the corporations are having. And anyway, you mentioned that you were going to switch over to fundraising and about a Barack Obama, and I just wanted to mention that one of the reasons John Edwards is lagging in fundraising is because he's not taking corporate money. And that's how these guys are controlling the political process.
Well, you know, I have to tell you, because I talked about this yesterday, because I do a Sunday program in Los Angeles. And I talked about this yesterday, and it pains me to say this, okay, because I think John Edwards is great, and I'm hoping he could pull it together, you know, et cetera. But, and we'll talk about this really, or I guess we're kind of pushing it to the top of the hour now, but Barack Obama's success is with smaller donors.
Right.
And so, you know, so there is a level at which, and I say this, it's kind of like tough love with the Edwards campaign.
Right.
And it's like, you know, in order to correct the problem, you have to face up to it. And as much as I like them, Barack Obama has out-organized them. And if you look, and we'll talk about this a little, you know, in just a couple minutes, but if you look at Barack Obama's fundraising list, yes, he's taking corporate dollars. Yes, you know, he did this thing, which I thought was kind of goofy, where he said he wasn't going to take money from lobbyists, but he's taking money from lobbyists' wives and husbands, you know, or the spouses of lobbyists, which is, you know, kind of a switcheroo, right? But at the same time, the reason he has beat and bested Clinton in this round, and you know, and by far bested Edwards, is because he's getting money mostly off the internet, off of a ton of small donors. And I say this not to criticize Edwards, but to also do a reality check, you know, to those people who love Edwards and say, don't use this as an excuse. You know, what Barack has done is phenomenal. In that what he's done is he's inspired a bunch of people that could give $50, $25, $100, and he's inspired them to give him money, and that's something that Edwards has to do. You can't just say no to, whatever Edwards said no to and not say yes to something else, because at the end of the day, it costs money to be on the radio, it costs money to be on TV, it costs money to buy the mailers, it costs money to hire the organizers. You know, this process is an expensive process.
Right. And I'm still looking. I haven't firmly decided who I'm going to support for the Democratic nomination yet, except I know it won't be Hillary. And it's just because Hillary is from the DLC wing of the Democratic Party. And, I mean, her husband, Bill, was as much behind NAFTA as the Bushes were and Reagan was. And, in fact, he's the one that signed it into law in his first term. And, there's a definite struggle going on for the soul of the Democratic Party. And there is one wing of it, led by the DLC bunch, that is definitely, sucking up to the corporations as hard as they can. And that's the main knock that I have on Hillary. It's, not that she's a smart, tough, ambitious woman. I mean, those things to me all
are pluses, right? Exactly.
You know, but it's ideologically, I think, for the soul of this country, we've got to rein in the corporations, and that's going to have to be done through Congress and the presidency. It's definitely a political process because that's how they got their power.
Well, I thank you for your call. Thank you for calling the Jay Marvin Show this morning. And now Tammy from Lafayette, you're on the Jay Marvin Show with Mario Solis Maric on AM 760.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I'd just like to say that, number one, I heard you bring up the fact that, you know, you were talking about civil libertarians. Well, what I'd like to say is everybody should be a civil libertarian in this country, especially right now, you know.
Absolutely. I agree.
It's not a small group. It should be everyone. And number two is the criminal thing and about, you know, your argument about the you know, the speeding traffic violation or whatever, and that kid's a criminal just like the illegal immigrant. Well, I've got a speeding ticket, but I also had to pay a fine.
Right.
And I had to, the time, per se. But when you're an illegal and you're in the country and there is no punishment, they're still a criminal. It's like saying, well, murder is not illegal because we just made it legal, so you're not a murderer anymore.
Well,
you know?
but here you go, and this is I think you miss my point, but you make another, and that is this: what many of us were pushing for that died last week was a process that would have included massive fines and a 15-year process for somebody to become, you know, a citizen of this country, and if they played by the rules for all those 15 years, plus plus a massive fine, plus a forfeiture of
$5,000. $5,000.
Okay. Right. I mean,
okay.
But right, it's big. And Tammy, and thank you for your call, but you know, it was more than a speeding ticket, even though it's less than a misdemeanor. This is Mario Solis Maric, 303-713-7600.
While you're at your computer, there's AM 760, Progressive Talk on AM760.net. Log on and listen live. Every guest, every show, every day. Courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver. AM 760, Progressive Talk is online at AM760.net.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing phase. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 303-487-6880. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. 303-487-6880. Some fees do apply.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Broadcasting in HD. And online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young.
We will not be intimidated by terror.
British Home Secretary Jackie Smith speaking to Parliament a short time ago as the investigation continues into Saturday's attack on the airport in Glasgow, Scotland, and the discovery of two car bombs in London on Friday. Seven suspects are in custody. Two of them are doctors. CBS News correspondent Mark Phillips says one of them was pulled over by police.
Who was arrested in that highway incident. His name is Mohammed Asher. He's a Jordanian of Palestinian extraction and apparently with a grudge against the West. This is a quote from him on an Islamic website. We've put up with the West for a long time. Now that you have insulted our prophet, we shall not forgive you.
In Glasgow, at the hospital where the airport attack suspect is being treated for burns, police today have carried out two controlled explosions. The details aren't known. The Homeland Security Chief Michael Chertoff tells CBS News the U.S. is safe because of heightened vigilance.
That's one of the reasons we put a lot of emphasis recently on gathering more information about passengers who come in from the so-called visa waiver programs in Western Europe with clean documentation.
Airport security has been stepped up around the country in Chicago. Officials say it could last through the holiday week at O'Hare in Midway. The trial of 28 people accused in the deadly 2004 train bombings in Madrid, Spain, is winding down, with defense lawyers giving their closing remarks. The finger of blame is being pointed in Tehran's direction. Brigadier General Kevin Bergner in Iraq says Iran is using Lebanon's Hezbollah militia as proxies to arm Shiite insurgents in Iraq.
Our intelligence reveals that the senior leadership in Iran is aware of this activity.
And Bergner says Iranian forces helped plan a January raid in Karbala, which left five American soldiers dead. The military says five U.S. troops were killed in Iraq yesterday, four soldiers and a Marine. In southern Afghanistan, seven police officers have been killed today by a roadside bomb. Flooding continues to plague parts of Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas after days of torrential rains. The National Guard is out in Osawatomie, Kansas, helping to evacuate the town. So far, the levees there are holding. In the Texas Hill Country, CBS News correspondent Hari Srinivasan says flood victims are having a tough time as they try to cope.
The people that have been displaced that are living in shelters now, they just don't know what to do because in most of these areas, who thought of getting flood insurance? Or if they were in a flood-prone area, flood insurance was so high that they just couldn't afford it and didn't take that extra coverage. And so now they're out of house and home.
The purveyors of alcohol preach responsible drinking in their ads, but is the message getting through to teenagers? Brigham Young University professor Stephen Thompson says it's not likely.
In almost all cases, they very rarely found the responsibility message. And those few that did, the average time they spent looking at it was 0.35 seconds.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 96, the NASDAQ ahead 23. This is CBS News.
Hi, I'm Smokey, and this is my new friend Ernie.
Hi.
Ernie wants to be a biker.
Sure do.
Okay, just calm down, Ernie. First you need a bike, then you need Geico Motorcycle Insurance. They cover most kinds of bikes and have money-saving discounts. And finally, you'll need a nickname. Something that suits you, like, I don't know, Fuzzy Bunny.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Too late. It's already stuck, Fuzzy.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-44-CYCLE. Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Let's ride.
The new Die Hard Platinum presents Under the Hood with Positive and Negative.
Hey, Negative, you see what Bob just installed in the back seat for the kids?
Muzzles, I hope.
No, DVD monitors. Isn't that cool?
Great. First the GPS, now DVD players and monitors. It's a lot of juice for us to pump out.
What, can't handle it?
Look, if Bob wants to install a chandelier for a dome light, I can handle it.
The new Die Hard Platinum battery with Evolution Technology. Available at Sears and Sears.com/platinum. More starting power, more reserve power. Die Hard. Spiral AGM batteries.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. The UK terrorist attacks are prompting new security measures here in Colorado as we enter the busy 4th of July holiday travel period. Extra security measures are in place out of DIA, although nobody's saying just what they are.
Travelers to the airport may want to allow just a few extra minutes.
DIA spokesman Chuck Cannon says the extra security has not disrupted flights or operations so far. Security is also tighter in the Springs at the airport there, where guards are conducting random car searches at checkpoints outside the terminal. A teenager is missing in Moffat County after swimming with her family in the Yampa River just south of Craig last night. Search resuming this morning for the 13-year-old girl. Last night they didn't find anything. And red-faced Fort Collins officials say they're concerned about an error that led to the Poudre River being almost dry as it passes through historic Old Town. City's river commissioner is embarrassed. He says he miscalculated and released too much water from a diversion to an irrigation company. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And it looks like we're seeing a nice end to the drive here. A lot of our highways have loosened up back to normal, including both directions of 225 as well as southbound I-25 coming in from Thornton and Norkland. You're still going to hit a slow stretch, though, from 58th down through I-70. We had a late accident right at I-70. For a while there, the left lane was blocked. It looks like that's pretty much wrapping up to this point, but it's going to be a touch slow trying to get into the downtown area. Looks like 6th Avenue's wide open. Boulder Turnpike looks great this time around as well. Security wait time out at DIA, 5 minutes right now. Check your weather for today. A sunny and hot one. Highs up near a...
Hey, back to the show in just a sec. But before that, have you guys heard about this? There's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high-profit products on the internet using sites like eBay, selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's a part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free that tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here, it's 1-800-322-7127. Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money. Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-322-7127. 1-800-322-7127.
Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760, Progressive Talk. You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
On vacay, I'm here with John Turk and with you, of course. And you could give me, you could check in with me at 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. Big news today is that Barack Obama basically outraised any past Democrat in a non-election year fundraising cycle, raising $30 million this quarter. This quarter. The next to him was Hillary Clinton, who raised $21 million. Now, they'll announce that Hillary raised $27 million, but that's because that's combining what she raised for both the general and the primary, the $30 million figure. Now, some people are reporting it as $31 million. The actual report won't be available for a few days yet to be viewed on the Internet, as all these reports are. The, you know, is like it's $10 million more than what you, because that $31 million figure is for the primary. Is money that he could spend for the primary. So when you compare that to what she raised for the primary, her $21 million, he raised $10 million more than she did in the last 3 months. And what makes this even more remarkable is that his the average size of his donation was $202. And that's because he has over 100,000 donors who have given him, you know, smaller checks. And they've done it at events. They've done it like he has this MySpace, you know, outreach thing that he does. He has his own, you know, webpage thing that he does. And he really has excited people at the grassroots level so that they could give him the money. This is, because Howard Dean did this as well. But this is like nothing. You know, you know, as good as Howard Dean was at this, this is Howard Dean on steroids, basically, when it comes to fundraising on the Internet. This is a huge development for the Barack campaign. Obviously, it's a huge development for the Clinton campaign. But it's can I use the word huger here? Am I going to get callers saying to use proper English? It's a much huger event for the Democratic Party in general. The right wing had for years dominated the small donor field, and they did it through mail fundraising, you know, getting, you know, sending check, you know, having people mail in checks and doing, you know, they had a big telemarketing, you know, effort, which, by the way, collapsed. Just a couple months ago, the Republican National Committee had to shut down its telemarketing center because it wasn't paying for itself. But as well as taking in these massive amounts of corporate dollars, the, you know, at the Republican Party level, the grassroots right wingers and the right wing organizations that really, you know, fueled the whole, you know, Republican revolution had developed this small donor base, you know, unlike anything the Democrats had ever done. And they would do it through the mail. You know, they culled these lists and they, you know, kind of built these lists, and you had like basically senior citizens for the most part from the Midwest for the most part who would, you know, give $25 a month, $10 a month, $15 a month. And it all added up and it made for like a, you know, it really funded, you know, the radical right. Hey, it keeps, you know, Pat Robertson and those guys, that's what really keeps them going. Is they have all of them. They also own a lot of property now, and, you know, they have all kinds of deals that they don't tell you about, right? But at the base of it all, it's like this, you know, are all these small donors. And this is the first time on the left that we've ever had anything like this. And it's happening through the internet. This creates, now keep in mind, and I am going to ask you a question right now. There's a lot of attention being paid right now to the fundraising race, because that's basically the only kind of marker we have. We have that and the polls. Right now, Hillary Clinton still leads, you know, nationally and in most of the state polls, you know, 9 out of 10 times, she is well ahead of Barack Obama. And actually, you know, Edwards is starting to struggle into, like, a very huge gap between him and Barack, where we used to say there were three top-tier candidates. Edwards is dangerously close to, you know, falling into that second tier with Richardson. And I know this is not good news, but don't shoot the messenger, okay? I'm just telling you what I see here. But that being said, does this fundraising race make a difference to you? Does it change your opinion? If you're undecided, especially, or if you've already decided, does it help you change your mind, or does it solidify you, or does this just not matter? Does this money stuff just not matter to you? 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. And Ron, you're on the J. Marvin Show with Mario Solis Marich on AM 760.
Mario, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Hey, when it sort of occurs when I hear all that money being raised, either left or right, and I'm at the point where I say a curse on both their houses, but I would like to see the U.S., and it would probably be impossible, do it the way the British do it. Have public finance of elections, and then when it gets to the election, in election period, have 90 to 120 days of campaigning, and that's it.
That's an interesting concept, but let me tell you a couple of the problems with it. First of all, we're a much bigger country, so I don't know how we could inform, how a candidate could inform the public about who they are, the entire country, who they are in 120 days. You know, it becomes a logistical problem at a certain level. Because basically, if we were to do that, if we were to restrict it right now to 120 days of campaigning, then the only people that would be able to run were to be people that have already huge name IDs.
That's true.
Yeah.
But then I sort of look at the system there, and you don't see that sort of corruption. And another thing I'd like to see, and this is the British parliamentary system, and I love our system, but I'd like to see it in some way. Do you ever watch CNN?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, not CNN, the other one.
C-SPAN.
C-SPAN. Do you ever watch now and then they bring out those videotapes of Parliament? And
yeah,
they
I
put
love
Tony
those.
Brown or the new guy under the...
Tony Blair. Right.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah, it's wild, and I think it's good. I agree with you. I would love to see that, but I don't. But could you imagine George Bush getting any hard questions, like for any length longer than 5 minutes? I think he would have gone home and cried. But thank you for your call.
Bye.
I could see that would be a rough haul. And he called at 303-713-7600. Prime Minister's questions. I love it. I don't know. Actually, and this is not just about George Bush. I don't know how many of our elected officials could take that type of pummeling on a regular basis from their peers. Some, and I don't know when this happened, man, but somewhere along the line, in the United States, we started treating our elected officials with like this royalty level status. And I guess it's just human nature. I guess it's human nature. But I mean, we do treat them special. And, you know, and we hold, which I think we should hold all people in high regard. But I think we should hold, you know, factory workers in high regard and, you know, members of the Senate. But in members of the Senate case, we hold them in very, 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 very high regard. And originally, it was not supposed to be that way. And it's just, I guess it must be human nature that when somebody has power like that, or when we elect them and we install them, that next thing you know, we're opening doors for them, and we're letting them get away with stuff, and it's okay if they have a driver, and, you know, all the stuff that we do. And so, listen, the system that we have is the system that we're allow, you know, that we're allowing to occur. I can't think of anybody from the right or the left that's elected in office that could do something like the prime minister's question. Either take the hard questions or have the courage to ask the hard questions. What do you think? 303-713-7600. My name is Mario Solis Maric. I have the privilege of sitting in for the great Jay Marvin right here on the Jay Marvin Show.
CheaperUsedAutos.com, where you'll always find the best used car prices. Summer's here, and there's no better time to drive with the top down.
Don't have a convertible?
No worries. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, you'll find an incredible selection of topless models. You know, convertibles, foreign and domestic. Some real beauties, each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have what you're looking for.
It's easy.
Check them out. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine. Maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression. Maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope. Maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off. And that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
The following is not a radio commercial. It's a gift from the people of Iceland to you and your heart. You see, Iceland Health is giving away a free bottle of omega-3 fish oil to everyone that requests one because they recognize the very real danger of high cholesterol, heart disease, and stroke. Millions of you have already discovered the powerful benefits of fish oil, but millions of you haven't. Iceland Health omega-3s offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for joints, memory, even your skin. And the omega-3s from Iceland Health offer twice the power of ordinary fish oil. Whether you've tried omega-3s before or this is your first time, call and request your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 soft gel. Call 1-800-479-8133. It's our gift to you. Find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 fish oil by calling 1-800-479-8133. 1-800-479-8133.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-430-8122 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-430-8122. 1-800-430-8122.
Together. See store for details.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
This is Mario Solis Maric sitting in for Jay Marvin. It's 921 right here on AM 760. Jay is taking a vacation. God bless him. So I'll be here with you today and tomorrow. You could give me a call at 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. Or you could always email me at Mario@mylatinonews.com, Mario@mylatinonews.com, or you could go to my webpage at gotomario.com. Turns out that Neil Wartz does. So that's, you know, there's an endorsement for you. So you could, if you go to my website, gotomario.com, that's gotomario.com, you could see what Neil Bortz reads in the mornings. I'm very proud of that endorsement there. Very excited. Mike in Denver, you're on the Jay Marvin Show with Mario Solis Marich on AM 760.
Hey, Mario. Thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
Good morning to you, sir.
Thank you. Good morning to you. I have a solution. You know, all those cable channels that we got nowadays, there must be like hundreds of them that do
nothing.
There's
a ton of them. Right.
Well, you know what? We ought to have Congress pass a law that makes them provide candidates with free airtime, you know. They could portion it out, and, you know, those are public airwaves. You know, they ought to serve some public good, right?
You know,
they get their
Mike, I actually...
Public airwaves.
I actually think that that is an excellent suggestion.
That's a damn good suggestion.
Yeah, but keep in mind that it's only part of the solution. But I mean, it is a very.
I think it would be a big part because that would take a huge amount of money that they need to raise, you know, out of the equation.
No,
you know, then we could like attack the other half of the problem, the lobbyists, in a separate move. You know.
Right. No, I think it is a big move, but let me tell you, it would number one obviously meet with some resistance from, you know, media companies, and of course since they control the media, you know, they would find a way to spin your suggestion into some anti-American leap to socialism or something. I don't know
of course they would, but
you know how they would frame it.
We got to save our democracy. We got to like put the pins, you know, stick their feet to the fire anymore. You know, this is like we're entering Orwellian territory, or we're past that by this point, in my opinion. So we got to do something.
No, you know? I agree with you, Mike. And definitely, and thanks for calling 303-713-7600. I mean, I see it as like it is a huge part of the solution, but you'd also have to have some type of, you would still have to put a cap on spending. Because whatever, from a candidate's point of view, they'll go, oh, my God, I don't have to spend this money on ads anymore. I could spend this money on mail, or I could spend this money on, you know, or, you know, getting good, you know, ground troops organizers or extra, you know, phone rooms or whatever. You know, so it has to be accompanied by some type of a spending cap, because basically if you only do, and the only reason I bring this is not to like douse Mike's idea, because I think it's an excellent idea, but because I'm kind of on this trip lately that we can't be on the right, like the right wing people who look at every problem and come up with simplistic solutions. So you've probably heard me, if you've been listening today, say about a million times, it's more complicated than that. Because it is. And I've worked, you know, as you know, I'm a political consultant. So I'm sure that if I presented that to a candidate, say, oh my God, you know, CNN and Fox and everybody has to give you, you know, as many hours as they give to everybody else, or as many minutes as they give everybody else during the last, let's say, 120 days of the election. The candidate will look at me and say, oh, great, take that money and put it over here. They wouldn't say, great, we get to raise less money. Right? Because in a campaign, it becomes like an arms race. We haven't used. Am I dating myself here? That I mean, people are going, you know, anybody under 30 is going, what's an arms race, right? But basically, you know, whatever the one side does, the other side has the best, and that's just like a campaign. Don in Highlands Ranch, you're on the Jay Marvin Show with Mario Solis Marich on AM 760.
Hello, Mario.
Welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks. Hey, talking about who could stand up to the heat of getting grilled by the parliament.
Yeah.
I think the only guy that I know that could probably stand up to it is Kennedy and Clinton. Those guys were smart. They had their, you know what, together. They could think on their feet. And I think they could stand up to that kind of grilling from parliament. But the rest of these clowns, I don't know.
I think you make a good point there, because I definitely could. I mean, you know, I love Ted Kennedy, and I have a lot of still respected.
I'm talking about the President Kennedy.
Oh, John Kennedy.
Yeah.
Oh,
not,
yeah,
not
absolutely.
Ted Kennedy. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I agree with you. I mean, and Ted Kennedy in his better days. I mean, he's older now. He's slowed down a bit.
Yeah.
I don't know if he could take it now. But but definitely Bill Clinton. If that's a Clinton you were talking about, you know, you're absolutely right. You I stand corrected. There are two. I appreciate your call, Don. And Don called at 303-713-7600. But Don, you know, points out as well that those are two out of how many, and one of them's dead, quite frankly. You know, God rest his soul. You know, if there's something about being Latino that in our genes, we automatically love the Kennedys. There's a real historic reason for that, but it's like, you know, automatically. It's like we're born loving the freaking Kennedys for whatever reason. But certainly Bill Clinton being of the two that's still alive, he could handle it. And actually, he'd probably relish it. Yeah, he'd probably enjoy it. I cannot think of any more. I'm going to tell you something. This is actually a monster of our creation. This is a monster that you and I create. And I do it myself, man. I don't want to, you know, when I'm in, on Capitol Hill and I'm meeting with these guys and everybody else is opening doors for them and, you know, everybody's talking in hushed tones around them, I don't want to be the guy that stands out and says, hey, dude, let's go have a beer. Why are you so stuck up? You know, I don't want to be that guy either. But jointly, we've created this kind of royal bubble around these guys. I've had experiences where I will tell people who are staffers that work for elected officials, and I'll say, well, you know, we give them too much deference. And if you say that to their staffers, there's a couple of exceptions. Right, there are certainly exceptions to this rule. But if you say that to most people, they'll go, you know, they'll like gag. I have an exception, you know, because I hate to paint them all with a broad brush like that, but there are a couple of them. I don't know if you've ever heard about her. Her name is Congresswoman Linda Sanchez. She's over here from Orange County. She's Loretta Sanchez's sister, and Loretta as well. I think they're both very down to earth, and they both could hang. You know, I mean, so there are a couple like that. But let me tell you, for the most part, we've created a situation where we really give these guys a lot of deference, and then we were astounded when they, you know, when they don't perform or they don't pay attention to what it is, you know, we want them to do. And I'll tell you, perform, because at the end of the day, it's a job that we've given them. And we do have the right to expect a certain level of performance. When we get back, I'm going to play this clip from Patrick Leahy. Patrick Leahy was on Meet the Press this weekend. And he basically said that the President of the United States has moved into Nixonian territories. And he says it in a very polite tone, but it's creating shockwaves all over D.C. I want to see what you think about it. My name is Mario Solis Maric. I'm sitting in for Jay Marvin on the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. It's 8:30, and now Aaron O'Neill on traffic.
And it looks to be a pretty decent drive overall, with one exception. That accident still there. South Bend I-25 right at I-70. One time the left lane was blocked. It looks like there's still a little activity off to the left shoulder, but it is keeping you backed up from 58th. As you try and work yourself into the downtown area. That is just about it. We're wide open, I-70 either side up along the elevated. No problems for I-25 downtown to the Denver Tech Center. 225 looks to be in great shape, and the Boulder Turnpike is wide open. Take a look at your weather for today. Sunny and hot, up to 100 for a high with some isolated afternoon showers. We've warmed up to 77 already. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Get to your local Chevy dealer today for blockbuster deals on select 07 Chevy cars, trucks, and SUVs.
Hey, Emily.
What's wrong?
These corns are killing my feet. Getting rid of them has been a huge pain.
Oh.
No pun intended. I keep using my corn remover over and over, and will this ever end?
Calm down, Miss Melodrama. I used Dr. Scholl's corn removers. Two treatments, and my corns were history.
Two treatments?
Yeah.
That's fast.
Yep, there's no easier way to remove corns quickly.
Dr. Scholl's corn removers are the only ones clinically proven to remove corns with as few as two treatments when used as directed.
Deb, if my feet could talk, they'd say, thank you.
I actually walk to work. I run around a lot, you know, living in New York. Like to jog. I have been known to sleepwalk. I sleep with my socks on. Is that weird?
HisMatch.com username is Buddy20, and you can email him right now. Go ahead. It's okay to look. Whether it's Buddy20 or someone else, we're so confident you'll find someone special in 6 months that if you don't, we'll give you 6 months free. It's our guarantee to you, and it's only at the allnewmatch.com. See site for details.
Thinking about heading to the mountains for the weekend? Need something bigger to get the whole family to Grandma's? If you need a reliable car or an SUV or a four-wheel drive, call Avis. They're conveniently located in your neighborhood. They have low weekly rates. Plus, mention this ad and get a complimentary vehicle upgrade. Go to Avis.com or call 800-331-1212. That's 800-331-1212. Use Avis Rent-A-Car and enjoy the ride.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-1437. 1-800- 800-322-1437.
800-500-8856.
Hi, it's Tom Collins, the Auto Answer Man, inviting you to tune in Sunday morning at 9 o'clock from 9 to 11. We're going to talk cars, car repair, guest experts in studio to answer all of your questions, and a do-it-yourself hour beginning at 10 o'clock right here Sunday morning at 9. We'll see you then.
The talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Are you prepared to hold the Bush White House, the Vice President, the Attorney General, and his office under contempt of Congress?
That is something that the whole Congress has to vote on. In our case, in the Senate would have to vote on. In the House, they would have to vote on.
Would you go that far?
If they don't cooperate, yes, I'd go that far.
There he was, Senator Leahy, laying it out. He's... The White House is refusing to honor the subpoenas that it has been presented. We call this, hey, by the way, all those people that are concerned about the undocumented, you know, violating the rule of law, we need you now on the whole rule of law question. Because the, you know, Dick Cheney and President Bush are refusing to comply with the rule of law. And it isn't a civil violation. It's much more egregious and much more dangerous to the republic. And what you heard right there was that was Senator Leahy on Meet the Press this Sunday, kind of laying it out. Now you heard the calmness of his voice saying, "Yeah, I would vote for this. That, you know, it would be presented to the Congress. Congress would have to vote on it, but I would support it." This in Washington D.C. You know, you might have thought that was a polite comment, sounded pretty polite. But in D.C., that's considered like, oh, my God, this is a major escalation. Right? And where we're at now is that, like it or not, we are moving into impeachment territory. And the reason we're moving into impeachment territory is not because the Democrats, unfortunately, in my opinion, didn't try like crazy to avoid. That's what's crazy about this. They went, the Democrats in House and in the Senate have absolutely harmed themselves with their own base in order to avoid an impeachment, spectacle. You know, figuring for whatever reason that, you know, they didn't want to create sympathy for the executive. I know that that was one of their major concerns. You know, Clinton's numbers went up when he was impeached. But Clinton was also, like, doing a good job. And the impeachment process of Clinton was seen as highly and solely partisan. And the Democrats, after doing backflips and putting themselves in all kinds of political contortions in order to avoid impeachment, are now being pushed by this White House into an impeachment posture. You know, the first step would be like, you know, saying that the president was in contempt of Congress. And this president and Cheney and Betito Gonzalez, they would all look at that and they would say, no big deal. It was because they don't care. They don't care about what Congress does because they really don't care about what you think. They don't care about the American people. They don't, you know, Cheney's never going to run for anything. He made his money. He's making his money. He doesn't care. Betito Gonzalez, he's only ever been a lawyer to the president. When the president leaves office, he will still be a lawyer to the Bushes. He is taken care of. He doesn't care. These guys don't care about public service. They don't care. So the motion for contempt from Congress, they're going to brush it off their shoulder because they don't care. In order to care about that, you have to have honor. And they have no honor. So they will not be embarrassed. They will laugh when the contempt of Congress motion is passed, leaving this Congress with only one option, impeachment. So after all the contortions that the Democrats went through, to give this president some leeway, to give him some space, the president himself is pushing this Congress into an impeachment posture. 303-713-7600. Give me a call. Tell me what your read is. 303-713-7600. After all of this time, you know, Pelosi even saying, like, in the run-up to the November election, you know, impeachment is off the table. You know, the progressive base of the Democratic Party, which, by the way, is now the most active, vibrant base of the Democratic Party, you know, hated that statement, swallowed it, and still worked hard to create, you know, the flip that happened in Congress. Everybody's saying, well, you know, we don't have time for impeachment, making all, you know, giving this guy a ton of room. But what they never counted on is the guy doesn't care. Let me tell you something. You could only... There's a saying in Spanish, no tiene vergüenza. He has no shame. Things like this are designed to shame someone politically into a certain level of action. Pero no tiene vergüenza. He has no shame. So you cannot shame him into anything. Betito Gonzalez is there to do one thing, not to run DOJ, not to protect the Constitution of the United States, but to protect the president from the Constitution of the United States. Dick Cheney is there for his stockholders and his cash withdrawals and his stock options. They don't care about a contempt motion. Now, the Congress should still do it, because it's the next option left, but when that's done, then there's only one option left on the table. And that option is impeachment. And they made it, you know, they've been gathering all this data. That's why we're here today. Because they said, we're not gonna go for impeachment. We'll do the investigations and see where the investigations lead us. And this is where they have led. Where they have led is to obstruction of justice. Where they have led is to contempt of Congress. And make no mistake, they may call it contempt of Congress, but it's contempt of you. It is their contempt of you because they don't want you to have the information. They don't think you deserve it. They don't think that you have a role in this democracy. We're calling it contempt of Congress to be polite, but it's contempt of you. And they don't even care that you will know it anymore. They're counting their time. They're counting their checks. They see the light at the end of the tunnel. They've had to go through this entire process of being president. They've had to go through this entire gyration to accumulate more wealth and power for their friends. That's what they've had to do. And they've done it. And they can't wait till it's over. And the president's sitting around right now with philosophers trying to figure out what went wrong. Like, why? What the president's trying to do right now is figure out why he could rip you off and you not love him. Why don't the people love me while I'm ripping them off and tearing up the Constitution? I cannot figure it out. Bring me freaking Nietzsche. Where is Plato when you need him? God darn it. Because I should be able to rip off the American people, and they should love it. They should be greeting me as a freaking liberator. 303-713-7600. Is it time for impeachment? Have you had enough yet? The number lessens every day, so it's like I can't tell if it's 22 or 23 or whatever. But, you know, the approval numbers for this president is like watching the reverse of the Jerry Lewis telethon. The numbers just dial down every day. We should put one of those number clickers on the wall. So it's somewhere around 23% of the American people think that this is just fine. They love it. They love an executive that's out of control. They love an executive that doesn't care what they think. They love an executive that, you know, that only is there to get jobs for his crony friends and contracts for his buddies. They think that's just fine. Perfecto. The rest of us, and look, for me, when this started off, and I'll confess it right here to you. When this started, I hate losing elections. And I've always thought that the Democratic Party was better than the Republican Party, and we could talk about that maybe tomorrow, of how I came to that conclusion. And when he first ripped off this election, I was mostly, and I'll confess this right now, I was mostly pissed because we lost. And I hate to lose. I'm a free market guy. I'm a small business guy. I'm a competitor. I hate to lose. And as this has unfolded, it's turned out that loss to having been a dangerous development to our Constitution, a level of danger unprecedented in our modern history. So now I'm pissed. Because I'm pissed. 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. And now Rick Morgan on traffic.
Well, it looks like we're finally getting back up to speed on southbound I-25 approaching I-70. Earlier problem looks to be out of the way, so it's a better drive heading into the downtown area. And the rest of the drive on I-25 continues to look pretty good. Looks good across downtown through the bridges. No worries in and around the tech center. 225 still looking good across Aurora from I-25 all the way up to I-70. I-70 in great shape on both sides of the city. No worries on 6th Avenue or 470. And that drive to and from Boulder continues to look pretty good on the turnpike. Weather forecast, going to be a hot one. Look for a high of about 100 this afternoon. Maybe an isolated storm or two, but definitely be looking for it. Tonight's low 63, and then another warm one tomorrow. Highs into the upper 90s once again. Right now it's already 81 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM760, Progressive Talk.
The Regional Air Quality Council urges you to take care of our summer air. You can reduce ozone pollution. CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Best car prices anywhere.
Thinking about a summer road trip but not sure if the family wagon can make it?
Well, don't worry.
Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com.
At CheaperUsedAutos.com, check out over 800 vehicles.
Up close and personal.
Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all right here in Denver.
Many under $10,000.
Including low-mileage program vehicles,
all with special internet pricing.
Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town.
Chances are, they have what you're looking for.
It's easy.
CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Best car prices anywhere.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
$150 vehicles on the lot. The matching down incentive is going on, which helps lower your car payment. And they got great people working there, like my friends Tom and Marv Alshear, Spanky Herrera, Fred Labrato, Gerard Menard, Johnny Mays, Adolph, Juan. The list of people just goes on and on. There's over 100 people working there, and they're there for one reason, and that's to serve you. I can't think of a better place to go than Rocky's Autos. Check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com. Pre-qualify for a car loan, or just look at the inventory. I think you'll be really thrilled. Rocky's Autos, they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Check them out. They're at the corner of 63rd and Federal. Tell them J. Marvin sent you.
Good morning, Ellen.
Hello, Ellen.
Whoa, sounds like your twins are destroying your dwelling.
I know, you'd think I'd be yelling.
You must really be gelling.
Ellen, when you've got twin boys, you need to be gelling, gelling.
Are you gelling, gelling? Dr. Scholl's new and improved massaging gel insoles now have two kinds of gel for outrageous comfort guaranteed.
Gelling, gelling? That sounds compelling.
It's the only reason my eyes aren't welling.
Dr. Scholl's, are you gelling, gelling?
I want to let you in on a little secret, but before I do, could all you car dealers, bankers, and credit card companies switch over to the All Sappy Love Songs All Day Long station? Good. For the rest of you, here's the secret. FreeCreditReport.com. If you know your credit score going in, you may be able to cut a better deal on car loans, refis, even credit cards. And you'll find your free credit score and report at FreeCreditReport.com. That's the secret. Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at FreeCreditReport.com. Get the score.
Tom Hartman coming up at 10. Right now, it's the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
And this is Mario Solis, Mario.
The independents are starting to outnumber us all. And, you know, frankly, I'm just so disgusted with DOJ, the Department of Justice, and what they're not doing. They are not doing their job. And Congress is not doing its job, and it's like the whole checks and balances is broken down. And what I'd like to see is I'd like to see the Bush and Cheney fortune. I'd like to see them frozen. I'd like to see some serious investigations, and if they're ill-gotten gains, confiscated under RICO. I mean, why not? Why should they be above the law? We're supposed to be a nation of laws. That's what we keep telling the illegals. And if we're a nation of laws, then we have to lead that by example.
Right. Well, you know, and I appreciate your call, but as you probably well know, there's only one, you know, there's only one available method to, you know, to get the executive, and that's impeachment.
Well,
and conviction.
The second one is highly unlikely.
And right.
That's what people take to the streets.
Yeah, that's that.
You know, I've never seen a call from the left for a demonstration in front of the White House.
Oh, believe me, there's been plenty.
Like a 500,000 people show up, you know, with the gas prices and all of that. Everybody who's got a junker car that's worth under $1,000 or $800 should just go and park it in front of the Capitol.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys are unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Thank you for your call. They are unbelievable, and I appreciate your perspective, but I would also counter that by saying I haven't heard any calls from the right or from the center right either to go and demonstrate in front of the White House. Kevin from Fort Collins, you're on the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 with Mario Solis Maric.
Yes, good morning, Mario.
Good morning.
You touch a huge point there. It goes back to the immigration discussion you're talking about. They're not upset because these people are illegal. There's a lot of anger out there. I just heard it with the previous caller. And where the anger stems from is they're paying higher gas prices. They're losing their jobs. They're being outsourced. They're not getting raises where they've worked somewhere for 20 years. They're losing their pensions. They're upset, and they listen to Fox News Channel, and they're told, blame the illegals.
Right.
Blame them. We never give you a solution, but I promise we will always give you somebody to blame. That's why they never tell them to blame George Bush for contempt of Congress, for not living up to those subpoenas. They're such law-abiding people. They want the illegals to live up to, like you said, a misdemeanor. It's not even a felony. And they're so worried about laws, but all the right-winger stations, all they give them is someone to blame all the time. That's why you just got a herd of calls about the immigration problem.
Right.
And nobody wants to talk about the fact that basically the Republicans, Cheney, Bush, Gonzalez, they're just giving the middle finger to the country.
Absolutely.
And you said it well. You said it well. They're giving it to us. They're not giving it. It's not contempt of Congress. It's contempt of the average person. We don't care about you. You're not connected. These guys make us rich. You just want stuff. So I have to applaud you. You said it as clear today as anybody I've ever heard, and that's why I'm so compelled to call, because the right wing just gives you somebody to blame. They never give you solutions. They don't want to talk about health care. They don't want to talk about lowering gas prices. They don't want to talk about raising wages. The NAFTA problem, all these outsourcing things, the problem, it's not free trade. It's only free when it comes in here.
Right.
When our exports are exported, you know, we get tariff to the hill. That's why we can't export anything anymore. So
you're absolutely right.
I'm not going to dominate it anymore. Thank you so much. That was a great show you had.
Thank you very much for calling. I appreciate it. Chad from Denver, you're on the J. Marvin Show with Mario Solis Maric on AM 760.
Hey, Mario, you are unifying the progressives today. I got to tell you, I have to agree with the last caller. you said that you were speaking angrily earlier, and I see it more like you are speaking truth to power, and you lose your anger that way. You know, I hear a lot of angry talk about the situation, but that kind of ends up being kind of like a self-loathing navel-gazing. But
right.
What you're saying is exactly correct, you know, and I was out there protesting our policy in Iraq when we were just having sanctions. And, you know, I continued to protest at the beginning of this presidency, but I let myself get bogged down in accepting it and letting them think that they were going to continue to do this. And we would just say nothing. And I don't know. I just really feel that if we don't continue to speak that message, then, you know, we can't speak in half truths. We have to speak in the whole truth that concerns justice. And what justice would require. We may never get it with this administration, but we have to speak it.
You're absolutely right, Chad. Thanks for calling. Mick in Denver, you're on the J. Marvin Show with Mario on AM 760.
Buenos días, Mario.
Buenos días, Mick.
Listen, I don't know. I may get you to the top of the hour here, but I'm gonna come out of the box here
with
a comment, and I'm throwing the gauntlet down. I've had it with these independents, okay? Everybody out there that says, I'm an independent because the Republicans this and the Democrats that. It's always the same thing. You know, there's technical things why you want to be affiliated to a party. Number one, to vote in the primaries. Now, a lot of people, oh, who cares about voting in the primaries? Hey, that's the beginning. That's square one, as far as I'm concerned. But I have to say that your caller, a couple of callers back, who's on the independent, you know, the left doesn't have a clear vision. Look, both the left and the right have a very clear vision. It's just the people don't listen through the filters today that they're that they have to watch and listen to on corporate media, okay? Our vision as progressives is that we want a fair shake for the American citizen, that being the operative word, okay? I don't mean citizen necessarily naturalized or native or anything else. The person that's here working, producing for this country, living by the law,
right,
and aspiring to higher things and a better life in the future for everyone. That's our vision. That's the core. Okay?
And that is I would say that's the core of what America, you know, was built on.
Absolutely.
And that somehow we've lost along the way.
Absolutely.
And that, you know, that's what made this country great.
Yeah. And Mario, the other side, it's Karl Rove's. We want 50 years or more of Republican rule, of one party rule in this country, okay? That is fascism. That goes beyond the pale. That is fascism. That is the 1,000 years of the German Reich mentality. So they have a very clear vision, too. And if the independents out there don't want to get off the fence, because that's how I see them, fence sitters looking here, looking there, where's the grass nicer? Well, the hell with you. The hell with you and all that. Go and vote for the Republicans. Keep this country going in the direction it's going in, and then explain to your children and grandchildren years from now why they have to be working like robots to
make
a
living.
Live,
you know, Mick, thank you for your call.
Thanks, Mario.
And boy, you stirred it up, so I'm sure there's a lot of people saying, darn, I'm sorry the show is over. But you have to wait till tomorrow now, or you could call and you know. You could call and give Tom Hartman, who's coming up next, a barrage of calls about this, too. I don't know what he's going to be talking about. Or you could wait, talk to somebody else, or I'll be back on it tomorrow morning. Properly tomorrow, we'll start with talking about mixed call. My name is Mario Solis Maric. I've had the pleasure of sitting in for Jay. This is AM 760. I'll see you in the mañana. It's 10 o'clock.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing phase. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 303-487-6880. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. 303-487-6880. Some fees do apply.
While you're at your computer.